What's poppin'? Here comes the weekend, everybody. It's the Friday version of the Drew and Mike Show in the deals in the D.com studios. And this reminder, there is show merchandise available at drewandmikestore.com.
Yeah, lots of stuff still available.
Is anything moving over there?
No, they will now.
I know, that's always what I hear. Well, you guys never talk about it. And then
we forget.
I forget to talk about it.
If we forget, they forget.
Follow our new and improved Instagram also at Drew and Mike Show.
Yeah, we made a nice improvement to it.
Yeah. Is it Jen, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jen's manning the Instagram.
She's been helping us out.
She may have had a controversial post today.
I kind of want to call both parties involved.
Wait, Jen?
Yeah, and Tom.
She didn't do anything wrong.
No, I know. She thought she did, though.
You want to text Maz and see if he's available for comment?
He must be feeling better because he's very active on social media today. Did you notice that?
That, and somebody online said they spotted him at a national Coney.
What?
He's mobile.
Wait, no, he's sick. He can't leave the house.
You can't eat Coney.
No, you can't go out. Sorry, you're sick. You didn't go to...
Yeah.
Well, he didn't... It's Summer of Maz is suspended temporarily.
No TV, no pool, no borrowing Lily's car.
No, absolutely no pool. Right. I bet he was in Lily's car, too. That's total bullshit. Okay. So, Trent Bolte.
Yes.
On the show today. There is a Lifetime special about Chris Watt, the murder of his family. Trent Bolte. We're not sure how involved he is, is it? But we wanted to find out from Trent. Yeah. I can't. Can't quite do it.
Yeah. That's an awesome jam.
I gotta work on my Trent Bolte.
You can't draw it out too long.
Trent Bolte.
Yeah.
Throw it away, Drew.
Here, I'll give you another one to try. Try doing this one.
I wish I'd never met him.
I wish I'd never met him.
That's hard. It's
Trent Bolte with a cold.
How about this one?
No, I am not a male escort.
Ooh. No, I'm not a male escort.
Mm. Yeah, you got that one.
How about this? Try this one. This is another good one.
Oh, that highlight, though. That fucking highlight, though.
That's his bit. I can't even think. That's not fair.
Maz says he's in, so.
Maz is in?
We can call him.
Okay, let's dial him up. Get ready to describe the post, but first, Mace Tacos Tequila is the perfect spot to beat the heat, cool off, and fill up with signature handcrafted cocktails and fresh from kitchen table Mexican fusion during the wild, wacky days of Arts, Beats, and Eats. We had a great week during the Dream Cruise. People did use it as an oasis.
Nice.
And why not? The patio's still open. The weather, it's cooling off. It's really nice being outside today. Mm-hmm. So, good times. Handcrafted cocktails. Yeah. Original handcrafted. Yeah. And
I must say that I pitched a tent in the back of your restaurant.
Delicious Mexican delicacies in the back of your restaurant. I never noticed that part before.
Yeah. I think it was in that very building, wasn't it?
Must say that I pitched a tent in the back of your restaurant.
I can tell you what restaurant it was. Small Plates. Remember Small Plates in Royal Oak?
Yes.
I think it's been gone forever now, which is awfully close to Mesa.
That sounds delicious.
Oh. Charles Pugh pitched a tent near Mesa.
It's hilarious. And in the absence of Best Of, I'm going to mention again that Scott Kunith is up and ready for your business. He would love to tell you what your home is worth or give you help in finding a new one or list the house that's ready and find the value of it. 248-797-7746. We've got reams of people who are very happy they listed their home with Scott Kunith. So you can email him at skunath@cbwm.com Scott Kunith. He is the rising star of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual. So there you go. You can text him too. You can talk in drops. He is a man of the show. He does
he
know the show.
He's on Facebook.
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
You have to like him for that. And Nikita Denise, I guess you paid her quite a talent fee to get involved in the commercial we had in the Best Of. That was one of the best commercials I think we've ever done.
Yeah.
As it was very specific to Scott. 248-797-774.
Oh, interesting.
Six.
Things are loading slow.
Work faster.
Things are loading slow.
And the Hall Financial Hotline's open. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. We had 17 tips last week.
Really?
Whoa. 17. And the sheriff even gave us credit.
Nice.
Wow. She said something like, nice week.
Oh, my God.
That's a huge compliment from the sheriff.
That's wow.
The sheriff never gives a compliment.
She's never complimented any other media.
I don't think
like
so. This could be first time she has ever urged anyone on in a positive way. She likes to kind of beat people up, make them think they got to earn the account every week.
Work harder.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tread Bolte. Tread Bolte, front of the show, Tread Bolte. And he's our Chris Watt correspondent, always.
Is this Maz?
Thomas A. Mazaway, okay. Who responded angrily to a comment under a post on our Instagram page.
Hello.
Maz!
Hey, Drew.
How you feeling?
I'm getting there, man.
It sounds terrible. I mean, earlier today you said you were, you still felt really shaky.
I am. I still got the shakes going, but physically I'm getting better.
Are you able to
feeling
eat?
Better.
I mean, can you eat, keep food down?
He's got AIDS.
Yeah, I can keep food down. Today I got my appetite back.
But I heard that Lily is very happy because you're not using her car because you're sick.
I can't drive. I know. It sucks.
Can't drive, can't use the pool, can't do anything.
No.
Not allowed to watch TV.
No. I am watching Hard Knocks right now as we speak.
Why bother? It's a terrible year.
Wait, no. Kathy's letting you watch TV when you're sick?
I know. She's not happy about it. She's painting our room is better. But
Oh, my God. She's working while you're...
Well, you picked the right time to be sick, huh?
Yeah, well, I have nothing to do with paint.
Sometimes you got to remind the hen who the rooster is.
Did you know that it was going to be a painting weekend?
No, she's been dying to paint our bedroom all this time, and I always beg. I like to paint the way it is. Just leave it. It looks great. But I run out of my time is up for putting stuff off. She just does her thing.
Maz, don't you feel, because you probably feel just barely good enough to go get some McDonald's or something, but...
Well,
you know.
I did get out to Coney today.
Oh, what?
Well, that's good. What'd you eat?
Drive?
Who drove you?
The family. We all went together today.
Really?
All went together. Had a little late breakfast. Today.
Did you have some assistance? Did they have to help you into Coney Island?
No.
Just parking handicapped?
No, we didn't, but we got a good front spot.
Hot dogs. You know I have irritable bowel syndrome, you racist.
What did you eat?
I had a cheese omelet. Hmm.
Wow.
Swiss cheese, to
that
be
That sounds
exact.
Pretty normal.
Yeah, it was good.
Good.
It was very good.
That's a good sign. Maybe you can... I'm hoping you'll return to Summer of Maz soon.
Soon. It was a little chilly today.
What's up?
I went out,
breakfast.
Went out, tried to clean the pool a little. It's in like 76 degrees it dropped down from like 82 yesterday.
You're healthy enough to clean the pool, but not to paint.
He wanted to watch Hard Knocks, Mark.
But not to paint.
Yeah. No, I don't paint, Mark. Even if I was the healthiest, tip-top condition, I would not paint.
What an elitist. Why can't you paint?
It's just not in me, man.
I think it was the concession that he didn't want to paint, but he figured if he cleaned the pool that he would be afforded he would be afforded
Tom's
of his privileges.
His reasoning always kills me. It's just not in me. It's not me. It was time.
It's like eating and going to bed.
Well, we always know you're...
I will tell you, I was, very, very sick this past weekend.
I knew you were, Maz, you've been you've just not been on social media. You haven't been. Kathy was calling us and texting us.
Yeah.
She was on your phone. I thought, wow, that's really weird. I can tell this is Maz.
We wound up at the Beaumont ER in Royal Oak. We walked in. I'm telling you, I'm not lying. There was probably 90 people in that emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
70 of them were sick, and the others were just, waiting for their friends and family. But it was 3-hour wait and all of that. That was not easy.
Were there a lot of symptoms?
They were very good. I got good treatment.
Were there a lot of symptoms similar to yours?
I'm not sure.
No, no.
I wouldn't wish what I had on my worst enemy.
So, Maz, like I said, you weren't on social media much. When do you think you'll return to full... blown Summer of Maz, full social media participation, painting, driving Lily's car.
Painting.
I'm supposed to be in some fantasy football draft starting like tomorrow.
You're going to be way too sick.
I'm not into it.
You better just forfeit.
I should.
Well,
I might as well let you do my picking for me this year, Drew, because I am Brandon, maybe he could sit in for me. Yeah, he's
maybe.
My only hope, probably.
Get you a good team.
That's
well,
it.
Well, now you know he really is sick and not feeling well.
I'm not into it, man. I'm just not into it.
Okay.
But we have noticed that you're all over social media today.
What?
Yeah, but.
That's probably like Kathy. What? It's probably Kathy.
Kathy still have your phone?
Kathy had his phone the other day.
Yeah, she did.
You have no reflexes, your blood tastes like root beer, and some of your bones appear to have vanished.
I'm surprised. Kathy got really.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
Put out a nice welcome, you know, Maz, hope you feel yes. better. Give some well wishes to Maz. It was very nice people, you know. And, of course, there's always a couple of assholes there. So I did answer one asshole back, which I never
what?
Did.
What?
Yeah. Are you serious?
I never do it, but
well,
I did. Yeah.
Mark, can you get on Instagram and see if we can find that? Because I didn't hear about that yet.
Such a douchebag.
Really?
You better shut your mouth before I shut it for you.
Yep.
Are you sure the guy wasn't just making fun?
No.
I mean,
no.
No?
He was a douche.
Really?
So,
wow. Yeah. So it was a personal thing. It was a shot.
Yeah, you'll fuck.
It was a real shot?
I don't even know who it is. I don't even know who it is.
Jen put out a really sweet. She put out a really sweet get well soon picture of a dead raccoon holding a balloon.
Dead on the sideline, the size of the road.
She wrote get well soon, Tom. What time is it? Because I'm hurting. I don't feel good.
That's beautiful. I loved it.
Leave your well wishes below. Which of course, you know, most of them are jokes. And then
of course,
there'll be lots of drops. What? So who's this? This invader? This interloper?
I don't think he's worth even talking about, but I just figured I would. And I never get into that stuff. But
yes, you do. Yes, you do. That's a lie. I've seen you reply to people. You get in fights all the time.
No. I haven't fought in a long, long time.
What a fucking long problem, bro?
In the 105.1 days.
Yeah. You responded to a lot of texts.
Responded to everybody.
You got a little. Your skin's a little thin when it comes to social media. Thinner than I thought.
You want to go?
Well, I've improved. I've improved.
Well, okay, that's fair. So somebody wrote, asked to be, do you want me to read what they wrote or just respond?
You know, normally he would argue that point for a half an hour and then give in.
I know.
But you can tell he's in some weakened state because he just said, I've improved.
I am weak.
Well, I don't want to read what the guy wrote then because I don't want to bum you out even
we
more.
Can't weaken him further.
Well, I want to hear his powerful response because that's probably what knocked him down two notches to where he is now.
I was ready to step back out of my car and say, all right, let's go. I'm 57 and a half years old.
You're going
to
fight him?
Wait, what car? Well, whose car?
Lily's car?
Kathy's van. I was ready to step out of it and go at it.
So we have this beautiful post from Jen, who's working on Instagram for us. And get well, leave your comments. And what is this person, this interloper, what do they say?
He wrote, has to be the laziest person I know and has excuses for everything. If I was his family, I would broom him. Broom him. Kind of funny.
It's like
broom
fire him.
You dick!
To which
that sounds like a joke, really. I don't think he really means your family should broom you.
I kind of think it's a joke, too, Tom.
No, it wasn't a joke.
Well, the word broom. I'm sure the response is not that strong.
It was before broom, Drew. Look at broom. Look what he wrote before that.
What, that you're lazy?
What else?
It has excuses for everything?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
I'll take it up with him.
All right.
Oh, you did.
I don't think you're afraid to make excuses. I don't think you have excuses for everything, but you've made a few excuses. I mean, you're not immune to making an excuse.
I just didn't appreciate that. I didn't think it was a joke. That's all.
Okay.
Do you think your weakened state had something to do with how hard you took it?
Probably.
Well, you replied back to him, who the fuck are you?
What? Nice comeback!
You don't know me, and you never will!
Wow, that's so deep.
So deep. I mean, what if he has a great quid pro quo? Can he know you then? Because you said he never will know you.
No, he's never going to know me.
What if he has a free car for you?
A what?
A free car. He wants to just give you a car because he felt bad about what he posted. But he has to know you.
All right. I'll think about it.
I don't even know who the hell you are.
It's one weakness.
You know what I like about Maz's response? It makes him sound mysterious. Like there's another layer of Maz that we don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, there's lots of layers.
Yeah, there is.
And we'll never know. We'll never know.
I'm like an onion. The more you peel away, the more it stinks.
We keep trying to peel away more layers. The more you peel, the more you keep crying harder and harder.
Exactly. I miss you guys.
Oh, man. We missed you on Tuesday.
I'm good, Maz. I hope you feel better.
Taking over the
show. Thank you.
You miss me?
Not sick enough to take over the show.
Are you still on steroids?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we had, audio. We had some audio of you on steroids.
Yes, sir.
There you are. Here's Maz.
Couple more days.
That, you know, those really help, though. Yeah.
How's my boy, Zoo?
Oh, he's good. Yeah, he's good.
He seems fine.
Drinking his gallon of water?
Yes, he's got his gallon of
water. Radio for Tom,
of course.
And a cucumber.
I told him he owes me a cucumber the next time. It always smells so good the next day.
By the way, something bizarre happened today involving Zoovs.
What happened?
I didn't get much sleep last night. I was really tired today, and I got hotter. And around 3 o'clock, I was like, I'm just going to lay down for a half hour or something. It was around 2:50. So I lay down, and it was one of those things where I fell asleep.
You're a sleeping son of a bitch. I'll
I was. Just for a few minutes. Not long at all. But when Zoovs came to the door, the dogs barked. And I didn't have my glasses on. I saw the clock. I thought it said 8:30 or something. So I was like, oh, man, it must be the No Filter show. And I went to the door. I'm like, Zoovs, what are you doing here? And he's like, you're here for the show. What do you think? And I'm like, what time is it? And he goes, no, it's almost 3. And I was like, oh, yeah, I was taking a nap. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I was asleep for like 3 minutes. Seriously, really short time.
Sleep, man.
It was deep. I think I dreamed and everything. It was crazy.
So deep.
That was deep.
He came down here laughing. I'm like, what's so funny? And he told us the story, and I said, that can't be possible because Brandon and I were both just upstairs talking to you 10, 15 minutes before.
I was really tired, and I laid down, and I thought, I'm just going to watch TMZ. I'm not going to fall asleep. I'm like calling up some stuff on my phone, and the next thing you know.
No, I'm still sleeping.
She was at the door, and I thought, is it LaDuff Day? What's going on here?
God.
I was so confused.
Did you see Charles sit down at least?
No, I didn't. Oh. I didn't even see Charles sit down. Great question, Maz. Down goes Charles.
Have you been watching? Down goes Charles. Have you been watching?
He's not allowed to.
Wait, time out. Time out. Greg, no. I do not dye my hair. My beard is very gray. I don't dye my hair. It's just
you don't
brown.
Dye your hair.
There's some gray in my hair, but I don't dye my hair.
So. Cares if you did anyway.
Well, I'm just saying.
We lowered the lights, so your hair looks a little
Does the carpet match the curtains?
I don't want to get hit with the rap of dyeing my hair if I don't do it.
No, absolutely not.
I know someone who did dye something.
Oh.
He's no longer with us.
Yeah.
Clark. Oh,
yeah.
I don't think he talked much about that either.
No.
But we can break
no.
so many.
There's
so many stories to break on Mike Clark.
You got highlights.
He did.
So bummed.
Highlights.
I know. But why did he resist his.
Highlight, though.
He resisted his mustache for some reason.
He did. For a long, long time.
It was kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, then he started dying.
He was triple toned. He had all different kind of tones going.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sort of did.
Boy.
when do you think you're back in play? When are you full 100% Maz?
I don't know. I'm trying to get in to see this new doctor, this rheumatologist. It's a 6-month waiting list to get to see this doctor.
Did you tell me you were Maz?
I did. I tried that. They made it 8 months. So I called my doctor, and they're going to try to pull things for me.
Now, what time, where are you drafting? Do you know your draft order or anything tomorrow?
Yeah. I don't know where I'm drafting until tomorrow.
So are you concerned? I mean, are you able to study for the draft? What are you going to do?
I did a mock draft here earlier today.
Today? You got a mock draft in, too?
Did you tell anybody to fuck off?
Pardon?
Did you tell anyone to fuck off like you did on Instagram?
I've got a good fantasy team.
I did not.
Man, you've got
I really don't know who's good or bad anymore, Drew, to tell you the truth. I just got to go with the old instinct to see what happens.
It doesn't matter.
Man, this has gotten so much done today.
Just look at all the draft sheets, like prep sheets online.
Except for painting.
I know, it bores
me. I think he's getting stuff done to avoid painting.
So.
But, I mean, he's got a mock draft in. He's been to Coney. He's skimmed the pool.
I kind of want to talk to Kathy about the painting thing.
Would you like to talk to her? I'll bring in, put her off for you.
What would happen if you did paint?
Uh-huh.
What would happen if you painted?
There'd be no, first of all, she wouldn't let me paint.
See, that's
there'd be no way that she'd even let me.
I have a feeling I know what she would say. Is that
right now.
He was never going to help, healthy or not.
Maz, if she, if she enters the room with her paint-covered shirt, a little paint in the hair and all that, does your physical demeanor get a little worse? Do you suddenly just kind of slump like
own a little?
Just a little.
Blanket mirror, If she gets close, I'll probably pull the blanket.
Pretend you were sleeping too. Like,
exactly. Not at all.
Like Drew did when Zeus came over.
Exactly.
What time is it? What are you doing here?
No, I'm still sleeping.
Exactly. Just you? Say that.
All right, Maz. All right, well, buddy. Listen, I'm glad you're getting better.
Thanks, guys.
We have Trent Bolte coming up, so we better get moving along.
All right.
Okay.
Have fun today.
We'll see you, Maz.
Bye, Tommy.
All right, guys. Bye. All right. See you, Joey.
You know, with my bookie, we probably could set up bets to bet on Maz's fantasy team or bet against it.
We absolutely could. Good. We're allowed to make lines.
A lot of interesting storylines in the NFL. Ezekiel Elliott, will he come back? Where do you draft him for fantasy?
Oh, my God. I'm so mad at myself because last night I told myself I was going to put $100 on the Tigers because of the...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Matt bet $50 on the Tigers.
He did.
Yes, he did.
Oh, well done.
He won $250, I think.
I would have won like $450.
My bookie, he could have made some nice money on the game because there was a huge line favoring the Astros, and JV gave up 2 hits, 2 home runs. He was brilliant.
Yeah,
he was brilliant. And then, of course,
until the post game.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. My bookie's the place to bet on football every weekend. In fact, you can bet Saturday on Florida Miami.
Exactly,
Miami, right?
First game, yeah.
There you go.
I'll be betting.
And my bookie has better bonuses, more prop bets than any other sports book. Period. Player Dave. Period. This year, they're hosting the first online handicapping super contest. First place is guaranteed to win at least $100,000, and it only costs $100 to enter. You just pick 5 NFL games against the spread every week to climb the leaderboard. Yeah, that's all you got to do. Pick 5 NFL games against the spread every week. That's not easy to do, but yeah, you know, it's for $100,000. What do you expect? Climb the leaderboard, score your share of the huge cash prize pool. So, up to $1,000 first deposit bonus, double your first deposit. Double your money, just like you're going to double your paycheck. Use promo code Drew to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today, MyBookie. Don't forget to use the promo code Drew, DREW, when creating your account to claim the bonus. Read the rules on the bonus. Some of yous, maybe more experienced people, you might not want to claim the bonus.
Yeah.
But you might want to as well. Bet, win, get paid, MyBookie. If you're just on there to make some bets and have some fun,
it's fun.
You
it's
might want to claim the bonus.
Yeah, you play blackjack.
Yeah, if you're just looking at, you know, I just want to have $1,000 so I can bet once in a while and I want to run out like Vegas. But you got 2,000 now, so there you go. JV after the game would not talk to the free press.
Well, one reporter.
Anthony Fenech.
Who I believe is Maz's former intern.
Really?
I don't know what to make of that.
I don't either.
I read about it this morning, and there's some rub. And it sounded very one-sided the way it was reported. It was like just out of nowhere, JV had the locker room blocked. They weren't allowed in. They contacted MLB immediately because it's a violation of the collective bargaining agreement or whatever, which I always think is dumb. Like, you have to talk to Anthony Fenech. Really? You have to?
Or the media in general. I mean,
is this really going to benefit Anthony Fenech in the long haul?
No. To get quotes for his story, I suppose, which it's a public press conference anyway.
I mean, JV's the kind of guy I would think you could work it out with him. You know, maybe he's a big asshole. I don't know. He sure seems to talk a lot after games.
Yeah.
And I saw some nice clips of him last night, and he's usually pretty much of a pro about it. He's been around a long time. But something happened, and apparently earlier in the day, JV contacted the free press and to ask them to send someone else.
Yeah.
That he was not going to talk to Anthony Fenech. In fact, Mark, he didn't talk the day before.
He didn't talk to
Anthony. He didn't talk to the free press the day before.
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
I believe so.
Okay. So we know something's wrong, and I don't understand why the free press isn't getting to the bottom of it and maybe sending someone else. I'm sure they're trying to make a point that this is the middle for
Justin was pitching last night, so that I think that was the that's when you'd really want to talk to him.
But it's not a good sign when he doesn't want to talk to you the day before.
Well, it's really interesting too, though. They called the office around noon and left a voicemail.
This is JV did.
JV's people, yeah. Right. And they claimed they didn't get it till Thursday morning. Is that how the story went? Which that doesn't seem
That's ridiculous. That's on them. Is that true? Do we know he called them? I mean, is that BS?
Verlander's agent told the Free Press on Thursday that he made multiple calls to the newspaper on Wednesday. He left one voicemail on the sports editor's office phone around noon on Wednesday and one voicemail for Thomas. I don't know if Thomas is that the main editor and Free Press executive editor. Oh, boy. Is that really worth escalating it to?
Well, I think that's...
on Thursday morning.
I'm impressed that they did that.
Now,
I think that's a way of saying, look, there's a fire coming, and here's a chance for you to put it out.
But the Free Press said they did confirm that the voicemail came in. However, they said they didn't email them. Like, why do they need to be emailed?
They don't. They're a newspaper.
Now,
they better be listening to their voicemails. They're going to miss a good news tip. And in this case, I feel like they kind of screwed up.
Obviously, they wouldn't be able to get another reporter out there in time to cover the game. However, maybe they could have smoothed over whatever the issue was and figured it out so it doesn't become public like this.
By the way, and I'll include Trudy in this, it's a sports story, but it's not a sports story.
Yeah.
Is there something really terribly missing from this that you feel like you should have read in the Free Press today? About this story?
Why
he's mad about, maybe?
Yes.
Shouldn't they know that?
So they updated the story with JV's tweet from today that said, I declined to speak with the Free Press rep last night. Because of his unethical behavior in the past. I reached out to the Free Press multiple times.
We reached out to the Anthony Fenech too.
Well, that's crazy. Yeah, he didn't return a tweet.
We didn't hear back from him.
I'm from the Free Press. What's up my butt?
Before the game, to notify them why and to give them an opportunity to have someone else there. Ironically, they didn't answer. Is that really irony? Although I tried to avoid this situation altogether, I still reached out to the Free Press multiple times today with no response, meaning Thursday, and they're still not interested in my side of the story.
Well, why? Why? Well, then reach out to the Detroit News and tell them the story and let them scoop the shit out of the Free Press. What the hell's going on?
Or just put your side of the story on Instagram or Twitter anyway.
Sure. Yeah, but they're handing them a big story.
I know.
That's a click. That's a lot of clicks right there. I'm really baffled by this. I feel like somebody's not telling me the truth.
Do they like playing the victim here?
I don't know. What was the story Anthony Fenech did? Oh, it was about the Lions?
No, he wouldn't have done
about Michigan. He had a big story recently.
About the trade, the Avila. Avila trade. Was
a really heavy-handed story. And you know, it's funny. I've been talking about it with some of my baseball people.
Who are these baseball people?
I like Matt Riley.
Matt Riley and Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
Yeah. He's a big baseball guy. He is.
It does sound more official when you say your baseball sources. You call them sources.
Skin and Matt and. And Danny, my old friend Danny from Chicago,
he
knows so much. He really does. He knows all things Chicago. He really does. Yes, he's one of my baseball people and all Chicago things people. And everybody had a theory about what's the third baseman's name who left the team?
For the Cubs? Yeah. The World Series MVP.
Starts with a Z, doesn't it?
Zobrist.
Yeah, Ben Zobrist. Left the team. Suddenly, he's getting a divorce from his Christian wife, who is part of this perfect marriage.
She's herself on Instagram.
An influencer.
Yeah.
Takes hot pictures all the time. And it was like, what is so horrible about this? I mean, nobody just leaves a team for a month over a divorce.
Something's going on, and somebody's not telling me something.
So, if you remember, very early, I was Joe Millionaire, one of my sources.
Yeah. One of your baseball sources.
Very early on, I said, I bet she's banging a teammate.
Oh.
Why would he be gone so long? Yeah. And anyway, so my sources were suggesting a couple of names.
Well.
And everybody was very intrigued with the whole conversation. But anyway, my sources on this other story, there was some real wonderment over Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? We were offered Alex Bregman
And turned it down.
I mean, that was a brutal article. That article essentially said, "You suck. You're the worst GM possibly ever."
Both Bregman and Baez. Baez had just come off a World Series run, and then the following year he had won the MVP. Bregman, since he's been in college, he's been known as a franchise player, a can't miss player.
Now,
were
there names attached to those things?
Michael Fulmer.
Fulmer.
No. I mean, sources that said, yes, we offered Bregman. Yes, we offered Baez. I don't think there were.
No, I don't think so.
I'm
sure he has as good of baseball sources as you do, though, when writing that article.
No, I don't think he has sources. I don't know. You know, I was intrigued by the story, though. I'm giving him props. And we contacted him, and he blew us off, too. So I, in a way, I sort of believe JV's story, because We texted him. Didn't you text him?
I texted him.
Why wouldn't he just say, I don't want to come on?
He didn't reply at all.
Did we have the right number?
Yeah.
It was a number that we used frequently when we were at another station.
Sure. I guess it's possible that it wasn't, but...
I wouldn't think a reporter would want to change their phone number.
No. And the other person didn't say, this is not Anthony's number, by the way. You know, you wouldn't just go on. I just thought that was a little odd, but that has nothing really to do with this, how I feel about this story.
So what do you think it is?
Well,
JV's high school girlfriend, who was with him long into his big league career, they split up. He's with Kate. She ends up with someone who worked for the Tigers
The rumor was that she cheated on him. That was always the rumor. This is just coming from my baseball sources, which aren't as good as anybody's.
I never feel like I'm in a position to say I know that that's true or that isn't true.
I don't know. It's
some people said that, but, you know, other people said that, you know, he left for Kate as soon as Kate came available. So we don't know.
It's hard
to know.
But that there was a very salacious.
Fennec, then.
He must have been involved in it. I'm guessing. That's a rumor, too, though.
Yeah. Did he get that story out there? I don't know. I mean, that would certainly be upsetting, I would think, but that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, the Tigers have played Houston multiple times. JV's pitched against the Tigers a few times.
So there must have been something else. Why would JV care about that still today?
Is he maybe he likes Al Avila. Maybe he didn't like that story. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
There's a red ass in there somewhere.
Yeah, there is.
There's a lot more.
Yeah. And he wanted to talk about it with them, and we could have all known this, and we'd all be clicking wildly on the free press. But I guess they don't need any clicks. They don't need to answer voicemails. They don't need to talk to JV's people. He's really not that important here anymore. He's not on the team anymore.
Sure.
And they don't need clicks because newspapers are making so much money now. So,
it's not only the best player in the game right now, right?
Oh, my God. He is. He is.
By far.
The front runner to win the Cy Young this year. He's leading the leagues in strikeouts, whip, innings pitched. He's phenomenal this year.
Probably going to the Hall of Fame as a Detroit Tiger, but not important here anymore.
But after our irresponsible speculation, that's when JV put out this tweet. But the one thing that stands out is the unethical behavior in the past. Would unethical behavior be an article about Al Avila? That's not unethical. That was a great story.
The sources are really bad
in the past,
a lot of people get angry when somebody writes, that was a hard hitting story. I don't think it named the people who said, yes, we offered Baez. Yes, we offered Bregman. Who are the sources for that? Because that was a big thing to say. But, you know, I don't think sources are going to say. But he went with it. And, you know, maybe it's true. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I don't think he'd print it if he didn't have, you know, some pretty good sources on it. But it's always hard when people don't name specific sources. Anyway, it's not a sports podcast.
Oh, it transcends it.
Yeah, no, it does.
It has to do with the fappening. I forgot about that part.
I wondered about that. I really did.
It's white ass.
You know what? I bet you it has something to do with that.
I don't think so because
that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. He's worked with Fennec since.
He seemed happy in that picture too.
He was very happy.
That's stupid.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Oh, it's a big swing. It's up. It's out. And it's not a sports podcast.
Exactly.
It's stupid to think that just because he's happy in the picture, he'd be happy that we all saw his ass. But,
and him being the comeback player of the year, if you don't see him.
Oh,
the comeback player of the year. I like that he took a picture of that, by the way. So he's refracting. And he's like, I got to take a picture of this. Don't move. Got on his phone.
Did you see that? This is sort of off topic, but not really.
I have not.
What?
Did you see the story that Jeffrey Epstein would stop right before he's about to blow up to make important business calls? He did like four times. Apparently his mind is best when he's about to blow up. I'm not kidding. That was in the Daily Mail. It was in a few other places.
Wow, what amazing willpower there.
That's what I said.
How did he do that?
But apparently he makes his best business decisions when he's just about to blow up.
I'm going
to
try that
sometime. So he extends that period of time. I guess when he was refracting, he just makes horrible decisions.
The problem is he has to get it on between 9 and 5.
Should I have the hamburger?
Multiple times, that's why.
Have the taco? Oh, the hamburger.
I have the taco.
I think all of his problems stem from having an egg-shaped penis. Though.
Yes, oh yeah.
Every single
it's
one.
It's probably egg-shaped because he would stop. Got all backed up.
I cannot get over him just taking the... How dare you! How dare you offend Jeffrey Epstein, suggesting he has an egg-shaped penis? So what if I slept with 314-year-olds? You suggested I'm appalled. How ridiculous is that? How absolutely fucking ridiculous is that?
Would it be great?
Just because I have Lolita 1 and Pedophile Island. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
You're the one out of line.
I'm outraged.
Wouldn't it be great the next time he sat down and he said, I apologize for the egg-shaped penis. Would you describe your penis as a pear-shaped and just start throwing other oddly shaped fruit at him or vegetables or food?
I think what's funny that he ripped the microphone off at the thicker by the base and it thins out towards the head.
Ooh, like
that
an Eiffel
didn't
Tower.
Sound good. That,
like the Eiffel Tower penis.
I think I'm back on Team Epstein. He had to rip the microphone off at that point. Or people would have thought it was thin at the top.
That is just atrocious. I have to go rape a 15-year-old to clear my mind.
It's got to look like one of those balloons when it like loses air and it's numb.
I've got to be near orgasm to figure out what to do about that question. Excuse me.
I got to go get a massage. What a creep.
Well, timing is everything, and boy, what a time to mention Kabara, Anthony, and the gang. It's not Gordon Holly.
None of them are creeps.
They're smack dab in the middle of their hurry up and save sales event. You've probably heard you can save 20% off during this sale. Our friends at Zotford and Deals and the D.com will do much better than that. While helping you get the new Ford of your dreams. 0% financing for 60 months, nearly $13,000 off a new 19 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive. That's over 30% off sticker.
Hey,
how about buying it?
Nice.
Or lease it as low as $97 a month. Or 0% financing for 72 months, or nearly $14,000 off a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4. That's the time to buy when you get that kind of break. That's almost 30% off sticker. Or lease it as low as $99 a month. We all know Zotford is a spot for all automotive deals that are hot. So go see Anthony, Dan, Seth, Delilah, any member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County before the Hurry Up and Save sale event passes you by. Like in New York City. That song is about the Delilah.
Yeah.
It is.
True. Yeah. $1,500 off from Dr. Yaldo. If you're interested in LASIK, not a bad time to do it. Save $1,500. We know about his 30,000 satisfied patients, the majority of whom got actually better than 20/20 vision. And then, of course, the multifocal lens exchange procedures that also eliminates reading glasses for those 45 and over to go along with 20/20 or better far vision. It takes a few minutes. It's painless. And it's $1,500 off.
Yeah.
And you get to get rid of all the crap, the contacts, glasses, readers. You'll never buy another one. It's so easy. Go to Dr. Yaldo for a free evaluation. You should get an eye exam every 2 years anyway. You might just want to get frames. New frames, new glasses, new sunglasses, new scripts. Tell them Drew and Mike sent you for $1,500 off the regular price for LASIK. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to Yaldo Eye Center.
I love your eyes.
Oh, that drop.
I almost got trapped at work today.
What happened?
Well,
I feel like, because they're paving the road outside of the building. We only have one entry. And they had to do it like right about the time everybody was going to haul off and leave.
Oh, they didn't have to. They just wanted to.
No, they just didn't care. They didn't plan it. They just did it when they felt like doing it.
They were kind of standing around, you know, like there were a bunch of people working on it, but there were some guys on the sidelines and they were like, wow, all of you got to go right now. And I'm like, yeah, slow down. But
what, end of the workday and you're leaving?
We were trapped because you can't. There's no way to get out. There's no other driveway. So, I asked one of the guys if there was like a promotional, like a piece of wood or something like that. We could make a ramp.
Oh, good idea!
That's brilliant.
And yeah, well, all the people in the SUVs just rode over the curb and took off.
Do you think if you weren't leaving work that you would have had that great idea? No. I mean, your mind was probably working hard.
No, necessity is the mother of invention.
It was almost like the Epstein thing, but not. I mean, you just want to get out of the
workplace.
This plan
is so perfect, it's retarded.
I had to escape. I needed to go. I really had to go.
Your brain is going to work better to find a way out.
Absolutely.
I have to go home. I have to go home. I have to go home.
Like
is. I have to go home. I have to go home.
That's Trudy waiting.
I know that it's that is me every day.
Actual audio.
And so we launched ourselves across into the Panera parking lot.
That's me.
That's you getting launched into the Panera. That's annoying.
That's wild. I've never been faced with that before.
That is scary.
Oh, except for when we had, we had like icicle bolts.
Tower.
Yeah, that part.
We had literally like giant arrows of ice coming like 50 miles an hour towards our cars, the parking lot, whatever. And the amazing thing is people were chancing it. They were like sprinting out to their cars. It was like, you could have gotten nailed. It would have gone right through your heart.
I know. Millward was.
Oh, it wasn't going to go through your
Millward
heart.
It could have. It was going so fast. It was ice. Well, it was a giant icicle.
To that point.
It iced through Linda Lancey's SUV.
It smashed my window, too.
It smashed my back window.
My car looked like 500 golf balls hit it at once. It really did.
I don't know if you remember having this argument because they wanted you, if you had to go to your car, to wear a hard hat. Why am I, A, why do I have to wear a hard hat? It's not going to do anything. And two, how am I getting it back to you once I get in the car? That makes no sense.
Remember, Millward had to escort people with his hard hat, and you had a hard hat.
So, in other words, he had like a 30 times greater chance of getting killed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because he had it. And he did
nice
it.
Nice job! None of you!
That's Millward.
Ludicrous.
Yeah.
How close to bolty time are we?
Anytime.
Oh, wow.
Anytime is bolty time?
He won't be ready.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, he'll be pumped.
I feel like every time we call him, he's not ready.
Bolty?
Yeah.
Really?
He's not very good at returning texts and calls. Remember the first time we had him
set
up?
Well, we should probably
hit him. He's on bolty time.
At the appropriate time. He's on bolty time. I want to mention before we get to bolty that this... there's been some weird local news this week. This Verlander thing with the Free Press and the pit bulls mauling this girl to death.
Hey, that guy's being charged with murder.
Second degree murder. And you know what? The cops were called many times about these dogs.
Yep.
He warned the neighbor, the owner, that his fence wasn't secure.
Yeah.
You know, what do you do when people just can't use their brains and something like this?
Take the dogs away.
It's terrible.
Take the dogs away.
And exactly.
But they showed up
twice.
They're
pit bulls, the breed of choice in Detroit. I mean, I don't know. I know people are going, pit bulls are wonderful.
Yeah, Brandon.
You know,
I'm sorry. They can surprise the shit out of you.
All dogs are different when they become a pack, though, and kind of are on their own.
Uh-huh.
Like, just ranging around. It's a whole different ballgame then.
The girl's uncle was attacked by two dogs also. He shot one.
Wow.
Jeez.
It jumped out the owner's window.
Hey, Bill Pulte with money to finance the funeral, I just happened on his Twitter account.
Podcast.
No, but I looked at his Twitter account.
She's adding on.
And he...
You are.
Like almost every single day has, you know, like somebody needs grocery, here's some money. Somebody needs this, here's some money. He has.
Yeah, he is doing amazing stuff on Twitter. He's giving away a lot of money.
Wouldn't that be great?
And how cool that.
Just sit there and do that.
He's just.
No, I know. It'd be a blast.
He's using Twitter for what maybe Twitter is best used for.
I mean, has anyone followed up, though, to make sure he's really doing it, not just tweeting?
Probably get a lot of followers out of it, too.
I mean, Trudy, you could do
that. Influencer now.
You could go, I'm going to donate $10,000, say it on Twitter.
I know, I could. If I were a grifter, I would totally do it.
If anybody follows up, they're the asshole.
Olsen is a contractor, become an influencer. Just saying. Probably get a lot of followers.
Elfman is.
Oh, he's got a lot of money, so he might as well. Yeah.
So, anyway, there was a story yesterday about this rapper, T-Grizzly. T-E-E.
T-Grizz, yeah.
Grizzly. Mm-hmm. And he was shot at.
Yeah.
What a shock. Which, I can't get over. It seems like, wouldn't you think somebody would be going, boy, there's so many rappers getting shot. How do we make this stop? But then, well, it's good for their career. And in this case.
How about the fact, too, they get mad at other rappers that don't, go back to where they came from? I wouldn't.
I made it big
as a rapper, and I was from a
Nipsey Hussle is apparently the greatest guy ever, and he's murdered.
He's also dead.
And there was a gangland investigation, too, in his business, so. Is this T-Grizzly? Is this
130 million views.
Is this first day out?
Yeah.
I counted the N-words in this song. There's a lot of N-words.
Really?
Check it out.
You ever been inside a federal courtroom?
No.
Nigga, you ever went to trial and fought for your life?
No.
Being broke did something to my spirit. Ask niggas to plug me. They act like they couldn't hear me.
Look at me now, driving German engineering. You don't want your baby mama fucked. Keep the hoe from near me, Kia Roy. Remember when I used to use your L's to hit the road, hit the O and make them big boy sales? Move, remember when you had them green things mailed with vacuum seals? Trying not to have them green things smell, feds was on me. What you know about related through money? I don't know nothing. I just used to see them walk to the Coney. I fuck with bitches, my body count go from Persian to Cody. Any further questions, you can take that up with the lawyer. My nigga Finkel J Money, Brightmo Low Project, Joe will tell you ready.
Play a little more.
I sold a half bow. How you think I won best dressed with no support? And had no paid lawyers coming in and out of court. Hey, Wando, ATO, ain't it a blessing? We made it out Kentucky after all that happened. After the press house, after the status, after
the impact statements, after the castle.
Hey, JR, nigga. Ooh. Ain't it a blessing? We made it out of Lansing after all that happened.
That bitch, nigga.
After Michigan State, after Hubbard, when our mans told on us the bands they took from us. Joy Road, bitch, but the money long is 6 mile, brick mile. Knock your bitch down, pick her up, knock her back down, pull her tracks out. Yes, I slap girl. Yes, I slap dog. Yes, I slap loud. Yes, I slap a pussy nigga if he act out. Yes, I caught cases on the road with them killers, bro. Kill me if I snitch, cause if you snitch, I'm gonna kill you. Spent a lot of time on the yard with them gorillas. Stood tall. Did I let niggas hold me? Quit being silly. I know. Pull back your bitch pussy, get wet for a nigga. Cause I do it better, plus I'm doing better than niggas. I'm at home when I'm
enough bells.
In Lexington, nigga.
Oh, one behind, like 30 behind.
Get ahead of them niggas. When you take off, I'll look back and try
three
to
behind.
Them niggas.
Does it seem like is the N-word a little bit of a crutch at this point in rap? I don't mean to be fussy, but
oh, I'd love to have a voice like that. What
just,
a
little bit of a crutch.
Maybe. The word. I kind of saw, I thought the slow part, he was really doing some great rhymes, but
he's got 130 million
streams.
So, I mean, maybe, is the N-word, does each N-word equal a certain number of streams? I'm starting to wonder. I mean, I actually counted. I went back to the song. I counted 35 N-words. 35. I mean, how many often does someone use the same word 35 times in a song and get 130 million streams? I think pussy was in there 3 times. Slap a pussy a couple times.
He's got to add more pussy.
Bitch, 9 off. Times. It's not a real flattering song to women. I did pick up on that. But anyway. And
tell us that story, bitch.
He'll probably get another 50 million streams because his manager was killed here. Somebody shot him. Does anybody know why that happened?
No. They think he was the target, though.
Yeah.
Did you see?
Which is good for him. Good for his career, right? I mean, isn't it really?
I suppose.
So his aunt?
Wait, you're not saying he was in on it? No.
Are you saying his aunt was his manager?
His aunt was his manager, yeah.
Okay.
So
did you see the witness or the person who lived nearby on Fox 2?
I didn't.
I was really surprised by his accent. I don't know where the TV remote is. Oh, here it is.
You know what's kind of interesting about all these rap deaths is I find that so many of them are like, oh, my God, this is the worst thing that ever happened. And, you know, like Nipsey Hussle, it becomes this giant thing. And, you know, a side of me goes, but, gee, it seems like nobody's doing much to curb this sort of thing.
No, I mean, sad.
If it's that upsetting, but, you know, that's thinking logically.
I can't remember.
It is good for business.
Sure.
You want to give me a second to find this?
Do what you got to do.
I mean, how many of these guys have been shot, like, more than 3 times, and they're still out there rapping?
Didn't do much for Fitty. I mean, he went downhill. He needs to get shot again.
Probably so. Maybe 7 times and survive
thought.
It.
Oh, you had to do one more than you did last time, I so guess. 10.
By the way, I was reading about Tekashi 6ix9ine today.
So here's the witness real quick before we move on. I was surprised by this neighbor.
T. Grizzly was in the front seat of an SUV with Jobina in the back seat Tuesday. A driver took them to a home near Mac and Cashew. The rapper allegedly got out of the car, then someone walked up and started firing shots.
First of all, I thought it was a TV because I was petting my dog inside, and then
what?
I turned down the TV and I realized the watchman was outside. And quickly opened the door and then they quickly shut the door again.
Oh, they were the Irish district.
Where'd
that guy come from?
I know. Well, here's more. he has a very stereotypical Irish name, by the way.
And I realized the Watson was outside.
His name is Barney.
Barney McSomething.
Quickly opened the door and then they quickly shut the door again.
The whole scene unfolding right in front of Barney McDowell's house that he just bought here.
I want to talk to Barney McDowell more.
Buy my house in the right neighborhood.
McDowell says Jobina was laying in the street until police came. She was rushed to the hospital but did not survive.
Okay. So Tekashi 6ix9ine, you know, he's busted for so many things. First of all, there was an underage video of him with a nude 13-year-old that was on Instagram or something. That was the start. Against all wishes, he got probation. He got a long probation. The next day, he was at a shooting when he and his gang went to encounter or take on. They had a beef with some record guy, and somebody got shot. He didn't shoot anybody, but, you know, it just didn't seem like a good idea to pursue a beef that day with a bunch of guys with guns. But it's just me. So then
you're too sensible.
Then there's more, you know.
Oh, yeah, when are you going to do a beef?
He had videos on his phone.
You have to pick and choose when your beef comes up.
This happens.
He had videos on his phone of armed robberies that he participated in. I think, is there a murder in there somewhere?
Oh, I don't know.
He had a murder? But
anyway, when he was arrested, first of all, they said, you are going to be killed. Yeah. So you're lucky we arrested you. And second of all, you're facing about 40 years. I mean, there were so many charges. Once it went through his phone, it was like, oh, there's another five. Oh,
so
there's another 10 years.
He flipped.
So, yeah, he flipped.
Great
so
guy.
He's snitching. He's snitching on some people that aren't too cool to snitch on. And now, you know, he's just about to snitch. And so, anyway, he's so worried about his family.
I'm like,
what are you talking about? You're not, or you wouldn't be snitching.
What a joke.
He's going for a deal, and he won't say, oh, but my family, oh, my God.
Anything about his family before he committed crimes.
I saw him interviewed on Charlemagne, and I just thought he was the biggest asshole. Mm-hmm. Just the biggest asshole. Biggest asshole. It was really hard to watch.
Can't they put Tekashi 6ix9ine in witness protection? I guess that wouldn't be. I guess they
the
can.
Rainbow hair is gone.
What was the name of the
hats,
rainbow hair?
The
what was the name we came up last time, Brandon? Or was it like Tim 85 or something? I mean, how do you change his name?
He still we got can make it 88. Tim 88.
That's right.
Was his real name is his 6ix9ine then from the famous 6ix9ine family?
He was born Tekashi 6ix9ine. No, he's actually.
He comes from a long line of 6ix9ines.
His name is Dan Hernandez.
What?
Dan Hernandez.
What? That just ruined everything.
No wonder.
How bland.
The fourth
get out of here,
wall.
Danny.
Call Luke Nowacki if you're interested in helping yourself with your financial future, because so many people don't have a game plan. You got multiple 401ks like Brandon. You just don't really have a financial plan, and maybe you're getting closer to retirement, or you got a child going to college, or you just had a baby and you want to start planning early. Some people actually do. So there you go. Or you're like Trudy and you need help winding your way through healthcare decisions, and you need somebody who knows something about this, like Luke Nowacki.
Yeah.
So you can call Luke, talk to him and his team at 248-663-4748. Go see their beautiful building in Southfield.
It is nice.
Nice it's really nice. 248-663-4748. They must be doing something right to have a building, an office like that, on the 13th floor. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned, and other entities, and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Hmm. Hey, did you watch the story from Investigation Discovery last night?
I did, by Mark Unger.
Oh.
I did. Did you watch it?
No, I was reading about it. I just wondered if
It was good. The actor who played Mark Unger in the reenactments was way too hot.
Really?
Way too hot.
Man. Yeah.
He's excited?
He had a full hairline. He was better looking. Oh. He wasn't chubby.
Florence Unger was way out of his league.
Yeah.
She was. She was really pretty. She was gorgeous. And they had some good pictures of her.
He cheated on her?
I don't know if he did.
He
had drug problems.
He was a loser.
He lost
his job.
He was really, things were really going south with him. It was one of those things where, you know, they met in college. I think he was just graduating Michigan State. Michigan?
I thought he was a Michigan guy, yeah.
Anyway, she might have been an underclassman. And then after he graduated, I think they got engaged and they got married. They had small children. Mm. And two boys? Yeah, I think it was two boys. And, you know, everything's going along swimmingly. And then all of a sudden, he injures his back. Yeah. And he gets Vicodin for his back.
I've been there.
He gets into the Vicodin. He also likes to drink. And then he just says, I'm quitting my job.
Oh, my God.
And he'd start out in radio, WJZZ. He was a sportscaster.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know that
Could
station.
I get some painkillers over here, please?
So, yeah, he sounded like he became a real, just an anchor on the marriage, on the family.
Yeah.
And Meanwhile, Flo went back to work. She'd been taking care of the kids. He quits work. She goes back, gets a job with a mortgage company, I think.
Yeah.
And I guess she was carrying the ball. And finally, she said, "You're going to a rehab." And so,
just like
for
that.
Her, man.
Yeah, you know, I was sympathetic to her. I think she really did not like him anymore. She just did not like him. She just was. It sounded like the sight of him was upsetting to her. Huh. He just was not pulling his weight in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
So not even with the kids. So he goes to rehab, and I'm thinking, you know, with two kids and a wife carrying the weight, you know, 30 days, 45 days. Nope, 6 months in rehab.
6 months? That is so expensive.
Wow. Well, I just thought, you know, with a young family like that, yeah. You know, obviously, I assume he needed it. And I don't want to knock somebody who has to stay longer to get clean, but I don't think he stayed clean, first of all. After 6 months, he got out, and she was finding stuff in his pockets, pills. So she just, in the meantime, I never knew this before. Something started up between her and I think it was a neighbor, somebody in the neighborhood. And they were really crazy about each other. Then he comes back. She already has really had it.
Done with him.
She just says, "We're getting divorced."
Good. That's the push she needed.
Divorced. Then. And he, after a couple weeks, says, "Well, let's take the kids up north," because they like to go up north. She's like, no, I don't want to do that. It's the last thing in the world she wants to do is spend a weekend with him. But he's really pushy about it, and he's like, "Oh, the kid, what are the kids.
So was this that premeditated?
It sounds like it to me.
Wow. Hey, by the way, Sears Sister Shell thought this is the beginning, up on your TV. That is not a neighborhood in Huntington Woods. There's no way that's Huntington Woods.
I don't know. They always have drone aerial shots on ID of the cities that they're covering. And I always wonder, is that really that town? Is that really Valdosta, California?
there's no way that is Huntington Woods.
The house is pretty huge.
Is that their house?
Well, they have some big homes, but there's a river. And there's like a giant walkway like that.
By the way, can we get some comments on this? Huntington Woods is a cult.
I think it absolutely is. It's a good cult, though.
They also describe it as middle class.
Seems like a happy cult.
It's not middle class.
Yeah, it's a good cult.
People don't ever want to leave because they're in the cult.
Upscale.
You can't leave.
They move within Huntington Woods.
Neighborhood.
It's not middle class. It's upscale.
Very tight knit.
I wish I could be in that cult.
People who live there just love the community.
I want to be in that cult.
It's where Flo and Mark Unger raised their two sons.
Joanna's in that cult.
She's never leaving. Hasn't left. Never will.
Why would you?
I know.
I tried to buy a house there.
Oh, I don't think that was a river, Mark. I think that was just a pond that was in the back of a
golf course. No. Well, there's the golf course.
Yeah.
There's no water on that golf course.
Anyway, they go up north, and they're at this place, and he goes out on the dock, and he claimed that...
she slipped, right?
Yeah.
Well, he claimed that she didn't want to come inside. She was very afraid of the dark. That was very clear to all people that knew Flo. He went inside, he came back out, and she was gone. So he thought she went to rent another room, or she was talking to there was no one there but them and the caretaker or whatever. So he's like, "Oh, I'm just going to go in and watch a movie." And then he fell asleep, and then he got up and said, "Where's Flo?" And he calls the people who rent the place, and "So you seen Flo?" And they're like, "I don't know, we'll go look for her." And so the guy with the place actually finds her in the water. She'd hit her head on cement, slipping, quote unquote, over the railing. Yeah. Yeah. And
which seemed hit her head, odd to slip there.
And then drowned. And he said, You don't want to see Flo. You know, he stops Mark, who's behind him, and Mark said he made a beeline for the body, which he said you couldn't see from where they were.
Oh, so he knew exactly
where it was. Then they found white paint on the bottom of his shoe that was already packed in the car, by the way. And the white paint was from where he kicked the railing to make it look like it, you know, like she hit the railing and fell over.
Yeah.
What a genius.
Reflective paint or something.
Man, what great detective work.
Yeah, and they also did a test, and they said it would have taken, I forgot how many pounds of pressure to actually bust that railing. He had kicked it.
Wow.
And it was on the bottom of his boot.
That load.
Yeah. So
is that the guy that played him in the reenactment?
That's him.
Oh, come on.
What?
I know.
It's like Mark Harmon. He looks like Mark Harmon. That's ridiculous.
I think with this load, they should have made him less attractive.
Yeah, they should have got, hey, that's not me. They should have Ed Asner play him.
Instead, he's watching us getting hard.
Maybe Dice Clay could have played him.
Oh, yeah, Dice Clay for sure. Looks just like him.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
Florence.
I don't know why she married him. I'm sure she
Well, that's same.
Well, speaking of true crime, do you want to call our boy?
Yeah, why don't we do this quickly?
Yeah.
Trudy.
Yeah.
And the hall copy is, you have to wing it a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Are you going to the bathroom?
I mean, yeah, I was going upstairs. Go ahead.
You go first.
No, go.
I'll wait.
Go. Just go.
Okay. Dog days of summer here, and that can only mean one thing. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is on fire with their summer clearance event. The all-new 2020 models are on their way, and our friends at Zot need to make room. So it's time for the lowest of the low lease payments on your next new ride from Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. You've been waiting for the summer clearance event? Wait is over right now. Time to get your fresh new whip today. Lease a new 19 Jeep Compass as low as $166 a month. How about a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $248 a month? Somebody say Ram truck?
Ram truck!
There we go. Thanks. We thought so. Go lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $149 a month during that summer clearance event. The longer you wait, the fewer low-priced rides you'll have to choose from, so don't delay. Surf their soon-to-be not massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Hall Financial is the top mortgage company in all of Michigan for client service. Big supporters of our show, too. David Hall. Hey. And Hall Financial are the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance. Heard it from our listeners. As a matter of fact, 17 inquiries.
Yes.
In the past week.
The sheriff.
Or is, you know, Hall Financial, they're that good. They love it because Hall Financial always puts them first. In fact, 72% of Hall Financial's business is referral because realtors trust them and their clients love them too. Don't just take it from them or us. If you're going to work with somebody in the Metro Detroit area, this is your team. From start to finish, they were attentive, made the process really easy. Checked in every 2 days, even if there were no leads or no news on
That's
top
right.
of the elite service. One client says, I closed my home 2 weeks early. Even the sellers were impressed. Also, holiday time coming up on Labor Day, I guess.
That's right. Yeah. No more white.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't you know you're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day?
It's a great time to refinance as you can help your cash flow by not having to make a payment. Don't wait. See why over 500 clients are raving about the team over Hall Financial today. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed. NMLS 1467435. And is Dr. Roshan here too?
Yeah, go for it.
Dr. Roche?
Oh, I didn't see it in there.
Oh. No.
Nope. Do it three times already?
Well, yeah, okay. Make sure.
It is in there. It is.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got yourself a nose job. Did you get some plastic surgery, buddy?
You can do that. You can have surgery on almost everything, and they've got the hot specials for August going on. That may include a little end-of-summer tightening, a little body sculpting, 360 lipo, body type, BBL, three treatments of Diva, 3850, regular $4,500 plus a free G-spot, a $1,200 value, and a free syringe of Restylane for those deep crevices in your face. The ultimate bust line is what he's working on now, sculpting that wow look with implants and fat transfers, breast lift procedures, including...
Why you look different?
breast implants. I just watched that episode.
Just the reaction you want.
For only $3,500. Buy one, get one of Restylane syringes with all of these August procedures, but you got to hurry because when August is over, that'll all be over. Call Dr. Roche at 248-338-1110 or go to droche.com and check out some of the pictures.
Botox in my forehead and around my eyebrows.
His voice sounds so deep there. It's intimidating.
Oh, man. Pat just sent me a picture of Trent.
Yeah.
He said, Did you see the Trent Bolte picture and the shirt he's wearing? It says, come in me, bro. Trent! Trent!
Where do you shop for that shirt? Where?
Let's find out.
At the gay store. I don't know. I don't know.
By the way, last night, has anyone seen the MTV show called Ghost?
No.
No, I want to see that.
I thought it was a great idea. It ran right after Catfish, too.
Oh, perfect.
And Catfish, I always enjoyed Catfish, but...
People getting ghosted?
People getting ghosted, and their team, finds the person that ghosted them.
Oh, good.
And they had a meeting, and it was this guy.
That sucks for the ghoster.
And this dude was his good friend, his best friend for like 4 years, and then he went off with this girl. They got engaged, and they moved across the country to San Francisco, and no contact whatsoever, never talked to him. Well, the guy was bisexual, and he thought maybe, you know, he thought I was in love with him or something, which he kind of was.
Don't use bad words. I got friends that are homosexuals.
So they find out that his fiance has an art show. So they call and go, hey, is it okay if we bring our crew to your art show? And she's thinking,
but listen for an art show. That's great. I'm teasing. Okay.
So they don't tell her that they're bringing this guy, who she doesn't like, by the way.
What?
So they show up. She rips him a new asshole. Like, you're such a pain in the ass. You got between us, and we had to get away from you. He wanted to get away from you. He's a grown man. You know, he makes his own decisions, and this guy was trying to blame it on her and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, at the end, after all this, she goes, we broke up 4 months ago anyway. So it's like, what?
What?
So then they get this guy, and they're going to meet, and he's sitting down. And as soon as he sat down, I said, this guy is at least bisexual.
Oh, wow.
Which is a weird thing. I'd never thought of like someone being at least bisexual.
Yeah.
I mean, at least bisexual.
At least bisexual.
Yeah, it's like he's...
At least.
He's either gay or bisexual. Oh, okay. He's at least bisexual is what I meant.
So he had sex with her by accident?
We think he's heterosexual, but no, he's at least bisexual.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking. Because he was with that chick. And I just thought that was a weird concept that someone was at least bisexual. But anyway, it turned out he was gay.
Really?
And he was feeling it from this dude, and it freaked him out. So he went to try and be with this girl. He was trying to be a hetero.
Really?
It was weird. The girl was hot, too. It was just a really weird story. But I think there's some boofoom going on.
So they got together.
They didn't say that. But
so he doesn't want to be gay. He's just trying to get with that chick to prove that he's not gay?
Mm-hmm.
He just wasn't gay yet. He wasn't out.
He can't get his penis hard how much he tries.
I don't think he wanted to be gay. I think it was just, it's a difficult thing.
Well, hopefully his eyes light up when he saw his friend that he had ghosted?
Did his pants balloon up?
I don't know. I don't know. It was a weird show. I like the way Catfish does it better, but this show could be good if they make a few adjustments.
Do they use this song in it?
They didn't. They should have. By the way, people are complaining about the show already, saying it's a stalking show. They're stalking and triggering people. They don't want the ghosts in them because I don't want to talk to them.
Just feel like there could be an.
They're in public.
There could be an element of that, though.
You're allowed to talk to people in public.
What if you're
also allowed to say, no, I'm not going to talk to him, and do not bring a camera here.
Yeah, you can ruin their show.
You could. You could waste all their money.
Yeah.
And with that, why don't we see what Travolta.
Yeah.
That's possibly the deepest word spoken on this show. The deepest, just that word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great guy.
Yeah. I like Trent.
He's cool.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that. What a voice.
Hello?
Volpe!
Hey, what's up?
Trent, how you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good. How's life going?
It's going pretty good.
Are things kind of back to normal?
I wouldn't say that, but it's a lot better.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. By the way, we were just listening to that. We have that little audio of you saying the word "yeah." Is that from his Instagram or is that from?
Yeah,
it's from his interview.
Oh, it's from the interview. And why don't you claim the little loop thing you made? Because your voice sounds so deep on that; it's incredible.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just when I get serious.
Ooh, we'll get serious for a second.
Yeah,
like Batman.
some people are wondering where you're shopping based on some of your fashion choices. Mark, what's a shirt say?
Yeah, where can I pick up a "Come in Me, Bro" shirt?
Oh,
it's
man.
For somebody else.
Oh man, you can go. I mean, Amazon.
Amazon
Wish.
Has that.
Wish. Yeah.
What's Wish?
I mean, they're cheap.
What's Wish?
It's like a. You can get shit for like clothes, like a pair of jeans for $3. Oh. I don't know. There's some companies on Instagram that send me free clothes. So.
Hey, well then you're an influencer.
Yeah, I guess.
Congratulations. That's great.
That's cool.
how is the account going? Because you were kind of getting started. You had some really interesting posts. That highlight though was a big hit.
Yeah.
We play that frequently.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
We played it when Todd Chrisley came up because he had major frosted tips.
Oh, the highlight though.
Oh my God. I swear to God, I get commented that on my Instagram and my Twitter all day, but I don't regret it.
It's great. No, you shouldn't.
No. So, you know, we saw that Lifetime was doing this full treatment of the Chris Watts story, and you knew somebody was going to do it, and I felt like they've got to have you as part of that because that's a part of the story. First of all, I don't think it's been much discussed. And second of all, it's part of the story, period.
Right.
And so did they talk to you? Are you part of this?
Not. There's nothing official right now, and I don't know if there will be. My live email that was public, I switched from iPhone to Android, so
oh, that's right.
I had a producer trying to get a hold of me for like 4 months. She said she sent me eight to nine emails, and then finally found my number. So I haven't checked that email.
What do you mean? Why can't you check that email?
Because I have an Android and I can't get into iCloud.
But what about all?
You can go to iCloud.com and log in.
Think of all the other opportunities that could be in that email.
Yeah,
that's true. I've tried going to iCloud.com. It's like that shit locks it down if they know you have an Android.
Well, you want me to do it for you?
Yeah.
Do you want me to be your manager, Trent?
I was just going to say you could be my manager.
I'll get you into more porn, too, if that's okay, because I know you did one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be good money, though. No, what? Like $500 a scene.
Is that good money?
No. I want like $1,500 to $2,000 a scene.
Well, then I'm taking 10%.
Did you hear
fair.
Mia Khalifa only got $1,000 for, what was it, 12 movies? Mm-hmm. And she's like the number one watched porn star,
porn
star.
She didn't have a good manager.
I don't know, that maybe gay, does gay porn pay more?
Oh, yeah, way more.
Really?
That's why there's so many gay for pay porn stars.
Well, but I've heard that those people are, quote, at least bi.
They gotta be. I mean, they're putting their member inside someone's anus.
Or mouth.
I love
how technical you were there, Trent. You used anus.
Well, I didn't want to be inappropriate.
Okay, yeah.
We
hate that.
Have you heard that expression before when discussing a guy? Oh, he's at least bi.
But yeah, no, I figured they might have my number because, I mean, a lot of producers did have my number, but I haven't been talked to about any movie.
Mm-hmm. Has Watt tried to contact you at all?
Ugh. Yeah, I talked to him once.
Oh, really?
Recently?
Once, well, twice.
Wow.
I would have thought you wouldn't want to.
Yeah, you told us you wouldn't
want
to.
Yeah, I saw that Wisconsin area code, and I just couldn't let it go. I felt like there were some things I needed to say. Oh. And in the nicest way possible, I pretty much told them that I can't let him rent any more space in my head. What? And he was just the most condescending prick ever.
Well, good. Good for telling him off.
Did he agree with you?
No. He said he scoffed at me, and then he said, rent space in your head. He said, I live there. I'll always live there. When I'm thinking about you, you'll be thinking about me. And I'm like, no, motherfucker, it's not like this. You're the one that's locked up. Like, I'm not going to live my life in misery.
Wow. Did he attempt to, Brandon, jeez, nice timing.
Jeez.
We're talking about Chris Watt with Trent Bolte. And
sorry.
Brandon just ripped a huge fart, Trent.
Well, that's what I think about Chris, too, pretty much.
Yeah, it was actually a perfect exclamation point on your comment.
Right.
We'll give Brandon some credit for it. Did he try to hit on you at all or suggest that, hey, we still got something going?
It was almost like he tried to pick up where we left off.
Really?
He's trying to control somebody else
on the outside.
He can't control anyone.
Or maybe requesting money.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he did bring that up. Said that his mom couldn't send him money for a couple.
Oh, that's
for a couple weeks for whatever reason, and I can't do it.
How does it sound like he's doing on the inside? Because a lot of people that are sociopathic, they just, it's a new world to manipulate, so they're actually okay in there. But I wouldn't know with him. It seems so hard to imagine that he would be okay in there. But what do you think? Was he doing okay?
I think he's still in solitary.
Really?
And if not, he's at least, I mean, they put child killers and, you know, in protective custody. They're in a PC unit.
Huh.
So if he's transferred to Gen Pop, then he's definitely in a PC unit. But, I mean, he's going to get it one way or the other because there's snitches in the PC unit. And, Trent, you know, a child killer's below a snitch, so.
Trent, you seem very knowledgeable on the prison system.
Yeah.
Did you have to research it for one of those adult films?
No, never did a prison one.
Oh, okay.
It was more like, varsity wrestling coach.
Well, both are pretty old tropes, I would think, in the gay porn world.
Yeah, pretty standard.
Was the sex good when you were shooting it for porn, or was it like work?
No, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I actually
of where they
did.
Put it?
Well, no, well, yeah, that too, but. Like the lighting and cameras, just imagine like all these soft boxes and all these high pressure sodium lights on you while you're fucking going to town.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be intimidating or distracting at the least.
I'm surprised a lot of those guys don't get like 5/8 hard instead of fully hard under the circumstances.
Yeah, a lot of them pop a lot of Viagra and Cialis and shit.
Yeah.
By the time they're 80, they're just gonna. It's gonna be nothing but like a wilted warm lettuce.
Here's the thing. Now he's in this position where he's in solitary, and they have to protect him from all these people because of what he did was so heinous. How's he talk? How do you get to talk to him? I mean, I just wouldn't think he'd have a lot of time to be talking on the phone.
I don't know. I guess he was getting 3 calls a week there for a while, and I guess I don't know if it's like levels, because I know by now his parents have visited him.
Did he express any remorse?
I think he expected me just to kind of brush it under the rug.
Really? You met his kids.
He really didn't bring it up, and I didn't know how to.
So he was not. So it's just like business as usual with him, almost like it never happened, and you're having your next conversation.
That's so weird.
Yeah,
that's so bizarre.
Wow,
he's a manipulator. So they're really good at that.
And he didn't appreciate you telling him that you'd had it with him.
Yeah, and I was nice about it. I wasn't a smart ass at all. Like, I just said I can't let you rent any more space in my head. I mean, it's not like we're going to get conjugal visits. Or anything.
Do you know if he contacted? I can't remember her name, but the
Kissinger.
Yeah,
Kissinger.
Yeah,
Nicole Kissinger.
I think she got as far away as possible.
Really? Yeah, but he probably tried to contact her.
Seriously, Chichelle thought she was hot.
Yeah,
she was a pretty girl.
Yeah,
I'd like to sit down and have a conversation with her, but I don't think it'll ever happen. But.
Oh, you never know.
It'd just be interesting.
She might want to have the same conversation.
Yeah, you're the only person that experienced the same thing as she did.
So. Right.
I liked what you tweeted about the movie coming up and how, you know, not to give him any more attention. I mean, I understand why. And then you wanted to know if they would donate the money to her Shannon's family.
Yeah.
And there's no way that's going to happen. But if the movie got made, who would you want to play Trent Bolte?
Oh, God, like. Ryan Gosling.
Oh.
You think he could pull it off?
Yeah. Nah, he's not going to play in a Lifetime movie. I'm going to get, like, some fucking dork.
Well, who? Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think who would be a young Ian Ziering? Could Ian Ziering play trumpet?
Ian Ziering.
I'm trying to
that,
too old.
That would
Andy
hurt.
Dick? Can Andy Dick?
He's a little too old to play Trent.
Yeah, I don't know though, because they kind of have like B list and C list actors. I don't know many of those.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and Lifetime movies are so corny. Like
maybe J.C. Chassé could play, or is he too old from NSYNC?
Probably too old, isn't he? Yeah, he's too old.
How old are you, Trent? How old is this Trent?
I'm 29.
Oh, come on,
yeah, he's young.
With the face of a prepubescent 15-year-old. Well, so
those lips are only 3 years old, right?
Yeah, not even that. They're just going on a year.
Do you know when your lip's birthday is? Do you celebrate it?
No, I need to.
Because I know a woman, she got breast implants. She would celebrate her boobs' birthdays, which I thought was cute.
Yeah, would she, like, put cupcakes on her boobs or something?
Yeah, and then, blow them out.
Are your lips still, I mean, are the injections still very obvious?
Not as obvious as before, but I mean, I'm white.
No, it's weird.
But, I mean, people who pay attention and, like, you know, focus in on them will ask. They'll be like, did you get lip injections? Be like, no, my dad's black.
Well,
you should say no, my boyfriend is.
Way to shut him up, Trent.
Right.
That was so weird because he was in this financial world of hurt that, you know, most people didn't know about, and yet he paid for your lip injections, didn't he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and times I lived with a married couple, Will and their names were Will and TJ, but they were just nuts. So there were times where I wanted to go back to Wyoming just to get some alone time, and he would say, no, stay here, I'll get you a hotel, and it'll work out for the both of us. And there are multiple times he did that. And so,
God, I wonder what was going through his head, because he did.
He's
do you
a
did I've forgotten, Trent, I think you told us this, but I think, did you feel that this is the first experience he'd had with a dude, or did you feel like that was not true?
I felt like it was the first experience. I mean, there might have been some like light fondling in high school or something. He told me something about that, but I think it was his first experience, because just the way things went down and then how clingy he got. And
wow.
So weird.
But do you think you were in as much contact with him as Nicole Kessinger?
Yeah, they're towards the, like, after October, we started seeing each other late June of 2018. Yeah, around October, we were seeing each other 3 or 4 times a week.
Wow, that's just, now, I mean, that is so bi.
You said you turn him on to Orange is the New Black on Netflix. Is there a new Netflix that you're binge watching now?
Well, they got the new season releasing of Orange is the New Black. Mm-hmm. I'm terrible at remembering titles.
Who was in it?
I'm terrible with names, too.
What's he look like?
Oh, God, that's right on the tip of my tongue.
Hot.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get anywhere.
Are you watching Stranger Things?
It's kind of like a racial...
Mindhunter?
Not like racially charged, but it kind of makes fun of how white people...
Oh, you know what? I read a review of that. I don't know the name of it. Is it good?
Yeah, it is pretty good. It's funny.
No one knows what it is, but Trent Bolte approved.
I just want to watch it. Trent watches.
What are you doing now, Trent? Is everything? I mean, because last time we talked to you, you know, you were a little still shaken. I mean, are you on steady ground now?
Yeah, for the most part. Right now, I am at the tire center getting new brake pads put on and. I get out every day and
good.
Yeah, there from September to December. I was so depressed I just slept.
Yeah.
Well, you were working before? Did you say as a nurse? Possibly?
Yeah.
And did you pick up another gig?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Porn?
Yeah, I never lost my job at in Loveland. They just put me on leave because it was so close to what. I mean, that was only like 15 minutes from Frederick. And I mean, everybody knew what was going on. So,
so it died down.
With that.
Do people recognize you now? Do they go, hey, you're Trent Bolte. You're that guy.
Yeah. And
they do.
I guess the biggest problem was with the employees. Because nursing's mostly women, and they sit there, you know, gossip. And
they didn't like that. Well, listen, I'm glad you at least know that they were getting in touch with you or trying to get in touch with you. If something happens, we sure want to know about it so we can watch.
Yeah.
See if you turn up there in some way, shape, or form. They can't brush that off in the treatment.
No,
it's got to be in there.
Or not. Although they never covered it in the story hardly at all.
I know. It was really strange.
Yeah.
You're getting shafted, Trent, not in a good way.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't know. At this point, I don't know if I want any more attention about it.
Mm. Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
That's understandable.
But, I mean, it might be so far gone that people don't really care anymore. Mm. I mean, I've already been public enemy number one.
Yeah, I would think that would be, that's so stupid, but I would think that would be past or passing or almost past. But anyway, we wanted to catch up with you anyway, and glad to hear you're doing better, and we'll be in touch.
Yeah, for sure. I will definitely let you guys know. I'll get in my boyfriend's iPhone and log into that and check my emails and see what I've been missing.
Who's his boyfriend?
Boyfriend.
Yeah, well, dating.
Oh.
Guy I'm dating.
Oh, nice.
He's got an iPhone. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
And he's black.
All right, Trent, thank you. It's great talking to you.
Great talking to you guys. I appreciate it.
Take care, brother.
See ya.
Head up.
See you guys.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah.
I think he was talking about when they see us.
Yeah. Oh.
On Netflix,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. I've heard of that.
My friend Bolte's watching.
He's a good dude.
Yeah. Hey, he got really burned.
I don't understand why he gets so much shit. Why? I don't understand why he get any shit. He didn't do anything wrong.
I don't know. People are just so weird.
If he was a woman, would he get the shit?
I would think because people are so much different about being gay now that it would be treated just like Nicole Kessinger, and she's a sympathetic person. She didn't know anything. He didn't know anything.
Maybe it hasn't reached Fort Collins yet.
Fort Collins.
Yeah. By the way, there was a, because porn came up, no porn warning needed here, because there was a story today about a guy who told his ex that he had posted porn of her, that he had recorded her against her will, not without her knowing it, and he had posted it, and he said he'd been on Pornhub for a while now. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but they have 800,000 views already. I can't believe you've been so stupid all these months. So this girl, of course, is in a panic. He also said, I'm going to send it to your father. And
yeah,
she
the text
him.
Messages were pretty nasty.
She was so freaked out, of course, and she ends up getting him charged with revenge porn. Even though he didn't really post it, he texted her about it. Mm-hmm. That was all they needed. I guess, did she settle for $100,000?
Yeah.
Was that the jury awarded her $100,000 for that?
Yeah, and they'll go after him for forever, right? Because it's not, you can't get rid of it in a bankruptcy, and it's going to follow him forever. But he never even filmed her, because that was part of it. He's like, I secretly filmed you, but he never even filmed her, did he?
No, he didn't.
Well, don't they have a screenshot of something going on?
They don't know whether he did or he didn't, but he didn't post it on Pornhub. It wasn't actually posted.
I see. Okay, because the story is accompanied by a picture where it looks like he's behind her.
Verlander.
Well, can we tell if it's her or not?
Well, it seems like it's in the text messaging in which he says, hey, I send, you know, this
oh,
is.
Oh, the, oh, gee, I didn't fully see that.
How does that law work if he didn't post it? Or is it just
the fact that he said he filmed her against her will and threatened, told her he put it up on a, I guess, it's like threatening a shooting these days. I mean, a lot of these people on the internet, this guy at this chef at the Marriott
who said,
I'm going to kill all the customers and all the employees because he was angry about something at work. And of course, he had a huge arsenal
in his RV.
What?
How about the neighbor that tells the other neighbor, don't go near that guy. He's got a ton of guns and ammunition in his RV. And he just tells the other neighbor not, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's not illegal.
It's pretty incredible how these people that are so deranged seem to have these incredible arsenals.
Yeah, they're really good at amassing arsenals.
They are.
How about the lady in Florida who they go to check in on the kid and arrest him because he threatened to shoot up the place? She's like, he's just a little boy.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I felt bad for the cops because they're sitting there explaining, like, look, how do we know he's not, you know, Nicholas Cruz was just another little boy. How do you not? We don't know that.
How old was he?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
How old was
Zeus
kid?
Pointed out that he had very bright knee-high pink socks, too. I'm like, what? I didn't see the video. Have you seen the video where the lady's talking to the police?
I have not.
Oh, can you see if you can find that, Brandon? It's pretty wild because she's obviously...
He was like 14 or 15, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's a young
teen. Oh, that's old enough to shoot up anything.
Sure. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And, you know, at first you kind of feel bad for her because she doesn't know what a loser her kid is and then her kid did this. But then, you know, she kind of protests too loudly. And they're like, what are we supposed to do, lady?
Yeah, can a 14 or 15?
Look at his socks, by the way. Pretty cool, huh? Good eyes, Zoobs.
A 15-year-old Florida teen
is Don
under
Lemon.
Arrest for allegedly threatening to shoot up his high school.
No, I mean, it was
he posted
crushed,
comments
like,
in a video
like,
game
dick or pussy.
The boy and his mom claim it's all a joke. Police aren't
thanks for listening to the podcast, Lemon.
And Scott McClain.
Just explain
Scott,
all
good
this.
Evening to you.
Oh, Lord. Right.
Oh, there's a lot of lemon to get through.
Gross. What the fuck? He's the worst.
Life gives you lemons. Is that his slogan on his show?
No, it's life I'll give you lemons.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Don Lemon. There was a story
his,
in the
his
daily-
show basically is 15 people on a panel. That's really the whole show.
Hey,
there's
Don Lemon Squeezy, keep it easy.
There's a story in the Daily Beast about this cop who, this is just the weirdest story. He and his wife were getting a divorce, and he said, I got to deliver some glasses for our daughter. They have an 8-year-old and a 3-year-old. He gets there. She has, they're estranged. They've been apart for a while. She has somebody she's seeing. He's there. She puts him in the bedroom, shuts the door. He comes in the house, and she screams, he's got a gun, call 911. And he starts chasing her around. She's being chased around the bottom floor. He's shooting at her. He hits her multiple times. There's a blood line of blood through the as she's squirreling around the main floor of the house. There's a blood trail where she's trying to get away from him, and he's just hitting her in different places.
Oh, my God.
So she finally is... He thinks he's done with her, goes upstairs, knocks the bedroom door down, shoots the boyfriend 4 times, hits him in the abdomen, the arm, I forgot exactly where, but he lived. Meanwhile, was upstairs shooting the boyfriend. She runs out the door somehow and gets to the neighbor banging on the door. Nobody's home. Ugh. So I think she gets to the next door. She's banging on the door. He gets there as she's banging on the door, shoots her in the head. Yeah, so they call 911 and said, yeah, there's the woman 2 houses down is on our porch. You better get here fast because her husband's a cop and he just shot her. Anyway, the thing about the story that's incredible is the cop says, I blacked out. I remember going in the house and then I just blacked out.
So sick of the blacked out argument. That's the same argument that kid used on
Dateline. Well, we can't take a chance on it. If you just black out and shoot 2 people, then you should be in prison for life. Bye.
Yeah, because you'll probably black out and do
it
again.
You'll black out and do it again. We can't take that chance.
Yeah, you're prone to rage blackouts.
His attorneys are saying that, he's suicidal and he's got some, they're trying to get to this.
So? Who cares if he's suicidal?
There have been cases.
Maybe he can black out and kill himself.
He's homicidal is what he is.
Exactly. So.
There have been cases, though, where they say if it's a passion provocation case. Where they've let people off. Yeah.
Except that doesn't, does that account for chasing her 2 doors down?
No, I don't think it does. And why is he's shooting, he's still killing 2 people. She didn't, they're estranged. They're not living together.
It's not a crime of passion.
He said he was bringing glasses to the daughter. He's premeditated. Anyway, this was 5 weeks ago. He hasn't even been in court yet. His attorneys have kept him in a mental hospital.
Oh, come on.
And they know they're playing for this provocation passion defense. So annoying.
What horseshit.
He was in his police uniform, too.
He was?
Yeah, he was.
Did he have a body camera?
I don't know. Didn't see.
I was just wondering.
And
monster.
Oh, no. It's, oh, I hate that story. It was just horrible. Just reading it was horrible.
Do you want to hear that mom in Florida defending him? The boy's 15.
Sure.
So the cops show up to take his guns.
I, Dalton Barnhart, vow to bring my father's M15 to school and kill 7 people.
So they're reading what he wrote. I, Dylan, vow to bring my father's M15 to school and kill 100 people. Or 7 people, I'm sorry. Shoot.
He's under arrest currently for making a threat to cause a mass shooting / act of terrorism.
Cause a mass shooting?
Yes.
These games, these kids say stuff like that all the time. It is a joke to them. It's a game.
Yes. Not all the time.
Not anymore.
Has spent doing is arresting these kids for making these statements all the time, and for stopping acts, too, as well.
Okay.
His cell phone's ringing.
That's what our job is, to make contact, because these kids think it is a game or a joke, so they go ahead and make these comments.
But it's just a comment, so how is there an
there's
arrest?
There's a Florida state statute that you cannot make a written threat to cause a mass shooting act or kill or harm anybody else.
He made this
just let him go.
I wonder what his access to that M15 is, by the way.
So they ask her, like, do you have guns in the house?
So if I get on there and say, I've pledged ISIS and I'm going to blow everybody up, that's the same charge as, you know what, man, I'm fed up, I'm going to go to school tomorrow and shoot up my school.
I just thought these officers did a really good job explaining this to her.
He'll be going to DJJ.
What's that?
The juvenile jail. The charge is a felony. It might be a second.
No more guns for your kid.
I have to double check because... a written threat.
Let me jump forward and see if this is the part where she's real. Oh, okay.
Hey, his record will be clean as soon as he's 18, so he can shoot up people then.
Yeah, don't worry.
There was anything wrong. Yes, he's 15, but he's still a little boy, and he's not one of the crazy people out there doing stuff.
15?
Yeah, what he did, what he did.
He's got pubes. He can do
stuff. Yeah, but he shouldn't be.
He's not the little boy you think he is.
As though he is a terrorist or something because he made a silly statement on a stupid video game.
Well, in the world where schools and kids are going to school learning are getting shot and killed because people...
I understand that, but at the same token, I mean, you have to look at things case by case, too. I mean, he's not that person.
Do you own a gun?
We need to add insult to injury. She
I
could do a little yard
gun,
work.
Yeah.
Okay, so
quiet.
He has this place is overgrown.
He would never do anything like that anyway.
We don't know. We don't know. If
why isn't he working in the yard?
Yeah, instead of playing video. Great point, Drew. What if they said that?
Operations center.
And you know, you probably get out of here, mow this lawn a little bit.
This is where we're at. This is the world we live in, where people think it's funny to say, I'm going to go kill people at school.
Well, he's not people. He's a child.
Oh, lady.
Okay.
Do you ever watch the news, lady?
I just wonder if she'd feel this way if it was somebody else's kid.
How does she know what's in his head? She doesn't.
Is that M15 locked up, by the way? I bet it isn't.
It might not be your son, but unfortunately, somebody's son does, and then this is the world we're in. We're kids getting shot at school while they're trying to learn.
I understand that.
Unfortunately, we can't take risks, and we can't say, all right, we trust that this...
I mean, after all, look at his sock judgment.
What if he said that? Right
they never
so
got there's, my
they
son.
Have a they have a picture
my
of the kid.
Like this, and it's just
is his face
blurred out?
Son.
Her's face and his face are blurred out because you know.
They never do this much explaining on.
It's interesting that
right,
they.
Trudy.
It's interesting that they blur the faces of these potential school shooters.
Well, but
some of these things like the
maybe it will be found to be just a joke.
I know,
but right now you got to be better safe than sorry.
That isn't a joke, though. It's not a joke. It's like fire in a theater and
right, Trudy.
Bomb on a plane and all kinds of other things that you really need to understand.
And the parking space stand your ground case is finally getting to court too, and this guy, it looks like he's not going to use the stand your ground defense. He's going to say self defense, not standing your ground. I don't know why. I guess they think they can beat it better by saying it was self-defense.
Because he got pushed down.
Yeah, and this guy is such a jackass. It's real easy to start a confrontation when you have a gun, which he does, and he likes doing. He likes going after people in handicapped spaces, and he got real aggressive because this woman was parked in a handicapped space. And unfortunately, I hate pointing this out, but she could have moved. And probably this whole thing might have been diffused, although it sounds like he doesn't want it to be diffused.
It got escalated to stupid levels every step of the way by the victim, by the victim's girlfriend. But at the same time, he started it.
Well, no, and someone who parks in a handicapped space should never be there should never be a shooting over a handicapped space.
What?
Ever.
Really?
No.
You don't think expectation to be shot if you park in a handicapped spot?
It was kind of interesting to me. I don't know. See, I don't park in handicapped spaces, so I can't really relate to this story. But if I did and somebody got in my face, I would move the car.
Of course.
I would just move the car because I would. Oh, okay. Sorry. Stupid. But anyway.
And if someone was yelling at my wife and I came out of the store, I don't know if I would shove them either.
Yeah.
But still, even if you do.
But you don't know that guy has a gun and he's raring to use it.
You don't have the expectation of being shot.
So,
Who are these people that park in handicapped spaces too?
I tell you, this guy busted people all the time. In fact, he'd done it previously, and he was telling his boss about it. He said, "I want to shoot the motherfucker."
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he's a guy with a concealed weapon.
Yeah,
license, and he's looking to escalate something.
That's what it really sounded like to me.
He gets his guns back.
It's like George Zimmerman, who was just waiting to use his gun.
Yeah. Clearly.
So, yeah, I'm interested to see where that one lands. He shot the guy once. He was backing up when he shot him. He had shoved him to the ground.
Once he saw the gun, the guy put his arms up and backed up.
Yeah, but he wasn't really moving towards him like he was going to strangle him or something.
Oh,
he just was angry, and he shoved him because he was talking. He was getting all worked up, yelling at his wife.
Have they explained the difference between stand your ground and self-defense?
No, they didn't. They just said that apparently his attorneys like self-defense better for, I don't know what. Maybe stand your ground isn't flying.
Such a game, isn't it?
No, it's all a game.
How do you argue self-defense against a person with a weapon when you don't have one?
The other way around. I mean, the guy with the weapon is the one that is claiming self-defense because he pushed him down. But like Drew said, if he's not coming after you, how much of a threat is there?
Well, he had escalated it.
The other person doesn't have a weapon, and you're claiming self-defense.
I know. It's easy to escalate an argument like that when you know you've got the gun.
Yeah.
So whatever that guy does, you can just go, and it's over. You don't have to worry because that guy was tall. He was, wasn't he like 6'4", 6'5"?
Yeah, big dude.
And this guy was just a putz. But anyway, yeah, so that one's moving forward.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, with the Woodstock anniversary last week, you were talking about the podcast on Woodstock 99.
Yeah. So the first episode's free, and I listened to it, and I was kind of...
Is the first episode the only one that's available right now?
Yeah, the other one... Well, no, they're all available, but you got to pay like $9 a month to do it.
I know. I was appalled.
My focus
I was totally appalled. I'm like, if I pay for that, it's going to be in my credit card for the next 9 years before I go, oh, what's the $7.99 charge?
My first thought was, huh, this is a very interesting podcast model. And then I was like, no, this sucks. I'm not paying. I already have to pay for Hulu and Netflix and
I started listening
YouTube
to the first
TV and all this other bullshit. I'm not paying for another subscription to something.
I liked the podcast, though. I was interested in it. I would listen to it. If I could binge it, I probably would.
So each episode has an adjoining article, which I found to be sufficient. And I did a major deep dive, probably to an annoying factor for Trudy and Brandon today.
No, I thought it was
great. I was watching a lot. I made Trudy you didn't protest, but I made her watch Flea's Bouncing Wiener.
Yeah, cool.
Do you remember that? He played the whole Woodstock 99 set.
Nude.
In the nude. The first thing he did when he came out was this. He went... He helicoptered his wang. Yeah.
Doesn't seem like the term in the nude has just left the planet.
some people prefer naked. Some like naked or... You should bring back in the buff. But I forget, you forget about Woodstock 99. And
Woodstock 99 was crazy. I remember it as being crazy.
Same.
I remember the people knocking the porta pots over into the wet mud. And it was like, oh, God, that just slime, that skank. It was just a big skank lake.
Well, read that article. There's a lot of interesting stuff in there. And it does seem like Limp Bizkit got blamed for pretty much all of it, really, which seems to be a little ludicrous.
Yeah, I don't know why the promoter was... Well, obviously, he didn't like Fred Durst. You know, it's funny...
He didn't like Elvis Costello either, apparently.
Well, the crowd didn't like Elvis Costello.
Yeah, yeah.
But it sounded like it was a new metal crowd or a... You know, they were a hardcore crowd, and... Elvis came on the morning after.
If there's one concert I could go back to and be at in past history, it'd probably be that Saturday at Woodstock 99 when it was just ape shit because
it was crazy.
Corn, Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
Metallica might have been that same night too.
They were. Yeah, that was quite a moment in time. That was definitely a, I mean, that was, that crowd is so nuts. And usually when you see a nuts crowd like that, it's in another country. Our crowds don't generally get that crazy. But that crowd was so geeked. And it almost seemed like, because, you know, I was reading their accompanying articles, and I was listening to the first podcast, the one that's free. And I'm thinking about all the bands at that time. They really were, there were a lot of bands that were sort of at their zenith. Mm-hmm. A lot of those 90 bands, you know, Pearl Jam was still hot. We still love Nirvana. They, you know, Kurt was dead, but Metallica was smoking hot. Metallica may have been at their peak. Cool. Rage Against the Machine, Korn, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains. I mean, they weren't all there, but Beck,
Biscuit.
Kid Rock, Limp Bizkit. Limp Bizkit was at their absolute peak at Woodstock. I mean, that was just kismet for them.
I'm embarrassed to say, but I still kind of like those songs, man. I know it's corny.
I never liked that band. I never liked the people in it. But, you know, they were successful. I'm not going to say that people can't like them, because, of course, they like them. A lot of people like them.
Oh, I'm embarrassed that I do, but...
And they're still around, aren't they?
Yeah.
No, Fred's doing, like, jazz. Isn't he hosting Jazz Night?
He's making movies right now. He's doing a movie in...
Oh, that's right.
John Travolta's.
I thought he was touring. Wasn't he doing some shows?
They're still doing shows. Limp Bizkit's is still... They're still out there.
I mean, what kind of gigs do they do?
Rock on the Range a few years back, and it was really good.
Nothing better than Fred Durst stage banter.
How many people here really like NSYNC?
Tough crowd on that question.
Perfect. How many people here ever woke up one morning and just decided it wasn't one of those days and you're going to break some shit?
I don't know. I don't really wake up wanting to break things.
What? What if it's some of that he said, she said bullshit?
You just want to break some shit. You feel me? Let's feel it.
This is the song where there's an alleged rape in the mosh pit, which I don't know how that happens, but there were definitely assaults during the song.
Well, we're just watching the chicks crowd surfing, and, you know, they're just, people are just grabbing their boobs, and, I mean, it was brutal.
Trying to steady her as she moved through the crowd.
Well, there's one shot during this song where the woman is topless on the guy's shoulder, and you just see this hand come from behind and just clunk, and just stuck on her, and the look on her face is just, she's so appalled, and she pushes the hand away and gives the guy a dirty look. Cut away, they cut back like a minute later, tops on.
I don't think that's a great crowd to be topless in.
I
would not predict that would be a great idea.
Rolling Stone had the 19 worst things about Woodstock 99.
No water? Is that number one?
Well, yeah, number one's the water problem. Because it was really 80 to 100 degrees there, and all these dudes were packed so tight, it must have stunk. Oh, yeah. But yeah, they had a problem with water. The Insane Clown Posse threw a bunch of cash into the crowd, which caused brawls for the cash.
Nice.
The promoter, the main guy.
Yeah, John Shear.
Yeah, he blamed the fans of the ICP.
Juggalos.
The Juggalos for creating the violence and stuff.
Other issues were Kid Rock's recycling program, where he pretty much said, throw every bottle on stage.
I remember that.
And so that got a little out of hand. The constant shout was, show your tits. Show your tits.
Oh, and Rosie Perez's answer to that when she was on stage introducing someone.
What'd she say?
She said, go to Blockbuster and rent Do the Right Thing, and you can see him. good response. I like Rosie.
Go to Blockbuster. Oh, my God.
It mentions Vern Troyer in here.
Vern Troyer.
Was that break stuff where we saw him, Brandon?
Yeah, because he was the MC on Saturday.
Ridiculous.
Yes, he was the MC for Saturday, and I'm telling you, Nicolas Cage was on stage watching those performances, too.
If it's not Nicolas Cage, it's a Nick Cage lookalike who is side stage, you know, bobbing his head during Faith.
What are the other 19 things?
Trudy, there's the other guy's dung.
So the other 19 things included multiple sexual assaults.
Yeah.
The fire, of course, all the fire that was going on. They burned everything.
It was kind of a mean crowd.
It just was.
It just struck me as a place I'm glad I wasn't there. I don't think I want to be part of that.
I would have.
There was a difference in the drugs from 99. Back in 94, it was mellower because
it was very mellow.
Because it was a different, you know, substance.
Creed's Let It Roll, Baby Roll. Apparently that, you know, rendition of The Doors was just so bad.
Oops, Trudy. It's a nice rap.
It's Couchsurfing, and what is that?
Wyclef's horrible Hendrix impersonation made the list.
So, here's Nick Cage, Trudy. Is that Nick Cage or not?
Oh, yeah, that is.
You think so? He's got a credential around. Would Nick Cage wear a credential, Drew?
Maybe. I don't know.
Wear a lanyard?
Yeah, he has to wear the lanyard.
Of course he would, yeah.
He's Nick Cage. We'll see if Vern Troyer has one on.
He's kind of bopping like Nick Cage.
Exactly. Finish the list, Brandon.
Runaway Cops. I guess law enforcement just was not there.
Well, they didn't do any. That's part of that story. They
needed the wavy gravy and the pig farmers.
The fire department and the police were like, we're not getting in this mess. There's no way we can get into it.
You need much bigger numbers.
They also list no vacancy, the crowd surfing problem, and a truck that randomly drove through the audience.
Holy. How'd that happen?
Vern Troyer did have a lanyard on.
Hey. This guy's voice.
It's perfect for this band.
John Shear just hated Fred Durst. He said he was a complete asshole. He called him a moron a few times.
Was there anybody that stood up for Fred Durst ever?
Not that I know of.
Wow.
But he sort of suggested that he thought the bands were great, but he put too many heavy bands together. Yep. He had, was it Limp Bizkit and Rage?
Metallica,
Bang 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 in a row. Yeah. And he thought that, you know, if those bands had played, you know, just in a vacuum, maybe it would have been okay, but just that there was just too much. People were just too fired up from those three bands in a row. And, you know, the commentator was sort of suggesting that there was a lot more damage the next day. It really wasn't that bad that day. But, I don't know, it was a messy festival. It really was. The crowd was really into it. It's weird when the bands you see people going the most nuts for are not your favorite bands. And then, you know, as they talk about the guy I love, Elvis Costello, comes on the morning after
Willie Nelson.
Yeah. Well, but it was after the night with Limp Bizkit and Metallica and Rage. And Elvis Costello, that's just not an Elvis Costello crowd. Although, I mean, it was the first thing next morning, Willie Nelson opens, and Elvis comes on. And you know, when you're a fan of somebody like Elvis or like the Rolling Stones, for example, I would think they could win over any crowd, anywhere, anytime.
Sure.
Yeah, but apparently Elvis is just niche enough that that's not true. I would think he could because he's that good, but, you know, maybe musically he's just too far from what had previously taken place. I don't know.
I think he was out of his depth there. It was the wrong era. Plus, he started off acoustic.
Yeah, he played Glastonbury acoustic too, but they love him over there.
Well, sure.
You know, he was one of the headliners. Over in that show, he was just another guy. The second, and you know, Willie Nelson opens. I mean, that's almost insulting
in
a way.
It's too mellow.
I love Willie, though. I love Willie's show. And the crowd liked Willie, they said.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's not really a Woodstock thing, is it?
Willie seems like a Woodstock guy.
Well, the old Woodstock, yeah.
What do you think would have happened if this show, the 50th, would have taken place? Because there were a lot of CCR and all kinds of.
Yeah, it's a weird mix, but
they did not get the bands they wanted.
They had the White Stripes. They had all kinds of people booked.
Yeah, they had what's their names? Dan Auerbach and
Black Keys.
Yeah, Black Keys. I think they would have been
just
great.
There's just too many festivals now, though.
I mean, yeah, you're right. Yeah, back then
Lollapalooza,
it was kind of
Bonnaroo.
The only
one. To be that big a show, the show they wanted, 150,000 people, they didn't have the bands that they wanted necessarily. They just kind of booked the best they could. But
that seemed to be the complaint, too, about 99 is it was so corporate. You know, no outside food or water allowed in, which led to just a huge disaster. You've got to let them bring it if you're going to have that many people.
Well, 94, the prices for all that stuff was ridiculous. It was crazy. What did water cost? $8 or something?
Yeah.
It was just nuts.
Yeah,
and people were bitching up a storm, and there weren't enough showers. I mean, there were a lot of problems.
And until Tina and Steve Gatley led the expedition outside to buy stuff and come back in.
True. Yeah, there were, you know, so many people were camping on the site and just staying there night after night after night. And
we went outside the fence and went into a store, though. Wasn't there a store nearby?
Yes.
Weirdly enough. Yeah. And just bought beer.
The
and
vibe
stuff,
was whatever. Pretty good, though.
The vibe was good. Yeah. It was a good time.
It was a good time.
I totally forgot about this Kid Rock performance at Woodstock.
I remember it.
It was during the day. I think he was one of the first performers. Brandon's going to pull it up because I want you to see this utter mess at the end when he invites everybody to throw the bottles on stage. Which is kind of cool. It's about 57 minutes in, Brandon.
He probably did the next act a big favor because there weren't bottles left to throw at them.
Oh, that's a wow! What a positive thinker.
Oh, Joe C.
Yeah, isn't that weird to see Joe C.
Oh yeah.
Forget about him.
Wow, he's so young.
Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's such a monster crowd too.
I know they were really into it. This was the same day as Rage and Metallica.
Funny how Joe C. the first time he comes out is just such a the crowd just goes ape shit.
Yeah.
Now when we kick this beat in for the last time, I want to see every possible thing flying through the fucking air, but nothing that can hurt each other.
Uh-oh.
These plastic bottles, let's have some fucking fun, y'all. Are you ready?
Let's get it going, yo.
Oh, man.
Whoa!
Look at that. It's just a rainstorm.
Oh, my God.
Now, from a distance, it looks like everyone's blowing bubbles or something. He's got his back to the crowd.
Yeah.
Brave man.
Oh, now he's not. Now he doesn't. What a mess. They're still throwing stuff.
That's just...
That's great.
Joe C. looks a little concerned. Some of those bottles are bigger than him.
That's insane.
But, you know, as far as winning over crowds after reading that thing about Elvis, it reminded me of when I went to Montreal with WAAF back in, I think it was 88 maybe, and it was the Amnesty shows. Remember that Amnesty tour?
Yeah.
It was a great bill. It was Sting, Peter Gabriel, Tracy Chapman, who was hot then at that moment, and Bruce. And Peter Gabriel, you know, because So had come out a couple years before that, I think there was a real big Peter Gabriel contingent at that show, and I think he played after Sting. And it was at the Big O in Montreal, and they had opened the ceiling, you know, it was retractable, I think.
Huh.
And it sounded fine, but it started to rain, so they had to close it, like when Sting started up.
Really?
And it sounded terrible.
Oh,
it's awful.
Screwed
the acoustics up. Peter Gabriel gets on. Acoustics are terrible all through Peter Gabriel. I mean, it was like really bad. Like you'd see him singing a word and you'd hear it 2 seconds later.
Oh.
It was just really bad.
Oh, and Peter Gabriel had to be bummed out.
So Bruce came out and plays one song and says, "Time out a second." And you see him talking to some people and, you know, about a 10-minute break. And Bruce comes back and he goes, "Listen, you know, it ain't perfect, but we're doing the best we can. We're just going to plow through it." And I swear to God, Bruce, I was amazed at how well he played, and they just kicked ass. And I think they made a couple of changes, but I was blown away because I was like ready to leave. I would never leave for Bruce Springsteen, but it just was it was bad. It's like a Silverdome on a bad night, but maybe worse. And Bruce just played right through it and didn't give a damn and just put on a killer show. And I thought he saved the whole show. Really, it was great.
Oh, isn't that the show where MTV had the winner? Ride up with Martha Quinn. Remember that story for Peter Gabriel, and they had to sit like in the top row of the stadium?
I don't know if it was that show. I don't remember.
I swear
them
it was. I swear it was Peter Gabriel in Montreal.
Wow.
That's a funny story.
Oh, my God.
Is U2 there?
Oh, yeah, was U2? So. I don't remember.
I don't know
U2.
Exactly. I'm trying to find the specific Montreal
one. I think Bruce
one.
Finished the show. For I think the most Bruce part, was the headliner.
It looked like it was Springsteen, Peter Gabriel, Sting, Tracy Chapman, Katie Lang pops up in a bunch of these.
I don't remember that.
Joan Baez.
Don't remember that.
Roy Orbison.
Joan Baez?
Roy Orbison,
how did she get into so many of those?
Yeah, Roy Orbison was at his comeback because he had put out that Black and White album
with
You Got It, which was a hit, and then the Wilburys, and like, Roy was back!
Yeah.
And then, bam, heart attack, it's over. See ya!
That's kind of perfect,
though. He went on a good note.
Yeah.
He kind of wrecked the Wilburys, though, because they weren't the same without him. The second Wilburys album, Volume 3, was not as good as Volume 1. So, what's going on this weekend?
It's not, it isn't Labor Day weekend. Renaissance Festival is going on. I'm going to be on there on Sunday.
Oh, wow. My Another choice? Thing you can say no to.
Is it by choice or is it a gig?
It's a gig.
Okay, well, it's,
and by the way, when I was trying to decide, at first Zeus was like, yeah, I'd go to that. And hey! I was like, oh, maybe I'll say yes.
Not going.
And then he's like, no, I can't. And then Dee was like, yeah, I'm totally in.
Yeah,
and
right, then
Dee backed out.
There's Zeus' answer.
So I'm
so you're
be
going
there.
Solo?
Now, that doesn't seem like Dee's kind of gig to me.
She was all ready to big to party and all kinds of people were coming. And,
on Sunday?
On Sunday, yeah.
On Sunday,
at the Renaissance Festival.
After
it'll
a
be
hard
fun.
Drive on Friday night and Saturday night, let's go to the Renaissance.
You can start up again, you know.
No, this is crazy.
No, the Renaissance Festival people are the Renaissance Festival people. They would go any day.
Oh, for sure.
Because they just dig that.
Yeah.
Actually, found Zoo's answer. I don't know. I can't believe you taped it.
No, I'm not going to any depressing shit like that. I'm too sensitive.
Pretty much.
Is that the only thing going on this weekend? I feel like it is.
Well, we got college football kicking in.
It's like the calm before the fall storm.
Right, Labor Day weekend.
Fall, yeah. Huh.
Well, Arts Beats and Eats is next weekend, right?
I'm sorry, I got distracted by this.
Yes, it is next weekend because Labor Day is next weekend.
With,
and Foghat is replacing Starship.
Oh, that's why that happened.
Yes.
What happened to Mickey, whatever his name
Mickey
is.
Thomas? I don't know.
Mickey Thomas.
They played last year. Actually, they had a good crowd. I was surprised. But, Foghat, Fool for the City, man, and Woo. Slow Ride.
Yeah.
Man, look at this assistant prosecuting attorney.
And Night Ranger.
She's really
hot. On the dog case. She's beautiful.
She's distracting.
Look at her, and she's very smart.
I never understood why Slow Ride was bigger than Fool for the City. I thought Fool for the City was a better song.
Yeah,
you remember that song?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they nice should play both
tune.
Of those. They could play
oh, they
both
will.
Of
they have to play both of them.
Yeah.
But no, they will not get paid if they don't play both of those songs.
Definitely.
Yeah!
Man, they all have the same mustache.
Fu Manchu?
There's one guy without the mustache.
I remember a good friend of mine got that first Foghat album. I was like, Foghat? Who's that? He's like, I don't know, man, but they rock! He's cranking Foghat all the time, which seems really strange that anybody would crank Foghat all the time.
It's a weird name for a band.
No.
I don't even know what it means.
What is a fog hat?
I don't know what the hell that is.
Is that a thing? People wear a hat in the fog? I mean, I don't know.
I have never thought about what the definition
I never gave the band much thought.
Well, mine stopped at their name.
That's kind of cool, though. I mean,
is that a hat British
it's a
people
euphemism
wore?
For getting high on marijuana.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh,
yes.
Okay. How cool.
Jeremiah and I get our fog hats on whenever we listen to music. Oh.
Never I came up with the name, man, when I was playing Scrabble with my brother. Seriously.
Don't forget.
Are you serious?
We are on WLLZ. Saturday and Sunday morning, 8 to 11.
Yep.
And
I heard Trudy spin Squire yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
Right before noon.
Why do you,
which song?
What do you think?
Oh, stroke,
stroke.
I just
stroke. Yeah.
Why do I always get outed for Squire?
I was pumped. I left it on.
Oh, well, you like what you hear.
I was stroking
huh?
it. Oh. Stroking it. That kind. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Boy.
I think you saw too many flopping Woodstock.
That's true.
I can't believe
today.
I just, as much as I hear Billy Squire on the radio, I can't believe the next music test people aren't just going to go, no!
What would you rather go to, a Squire concert or Pitbull? A Pitbull concert.
I choose Pitbull, I think.
Yeah. Better people watching.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of dancing.
I don't, you know, dancing that's, at Squire. That's what's so weird to me is all these bands that don't get played that are huge bands, like they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and then you hear Billy Squire every hour on the radio, and if he did a show here, would 800 people go?
No.
If David Bowie could be propped up out of his casket, he could sell out DTE.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, a hologram of him could.
They need
a
that.
A Bowie hologram?
And nobody plays Bowie.
This version's pretty
sweet. Get it. Oh, God, get this off. Get us out of here, Brandon. Oh, it's a guy playing along with it?
Yeah.
Stroke bass cover.
It's funny, there's like no bass line for the first 30 seconds, too, so he's just sitting there like a load.
That just shows what's going on YouTube. Everything! Somebody's doing a stroke bass cover.
Oh, I'm sure there's more than just him doing it.
And he's got 3,700 views!
Well, yeah, it's cool.
I think the last thing we put on YouTube didn't have that many views. How ridiculous is that? Oh, that hurts.
We need a bass cover, man.
Yeah, boy.
Who can play?
Brandon, are we ranked on Google Play?
As of right now, I do not know.
We were ranked on the main page last night. What? And then we just drop off in the morning.
Yep.
It's clear we need to do two episodes a day. I was talking to Bentley. He goes, why don't you guys just put one episode out that's 10 hours long on Monday? Get all the downloads.
Looks like the answer is no.
The answer is no.
Comedy page?
No.
No?
But you never know. Like in an hour, 2 hours, we might be back up there. We seem to jump on there at night.
And well, why? Why can't we be on there during the day when I'm paying attention?
When I'm paying.
God. Yeah. But the two shows that we're always in between, they're always on there. They just camp out there.
Yeah. There's several shows come and go.
What the fuck?
Must be better.
I guess so.
One of them is a bar stool, and the other one is some chick. See? Some chick named Allison.
What? Why don't they no just, one listens to broads.
Why don't they pop off and on? Why do they get to camp out, and we have to just come off the bench? Total BS. God.
Oh, they definitely don't do... I don't know if they do daily shows. I don't know.
See?
Oh, well.
We need one 10-hour show.
I guess so.
Ugh.
There is merch available at thedrewandmikestore.com. Follow our new and improved Instagram at Drew and Mike Show. And, of course, Twitter, always, at Drew Mike Podcast. And like us on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook. Yeah. Rate us on iTunes. Do everything you can to make us bigger and better than ever. And have a great weekend.
Right.
See ya.
It's the weekend.
Bart.
Was there somebody we were going to call besides Andy Dick? Brandon just farted.
No.
He's facing the board again. He's in fart position.
I was looking for another number.
No, you were not. Brandon has an official fart position. I guess we should have the latest on the Epstein story. There really isn't that much new. Brandon.
Well, except for
Jesus. He wasn't in fart position. No, I'm telling
he
you.
He was.
That was fake. That was trying to throw us off the scent.
Ugh, good. I want to be thrown off that scent.
Surf their bombastic deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And
it's us, Brandon.
Sorry.
Brandon's punctuating things.
I didn't know the bikes picked it up.
You're such a liar.
And if you're
with a new excuse. So yeah, I don't know. I guess that doesn't mean anything.
No. Mm. That doesn't.
Brandon. Get him some Beano.
Is there a boner line, Brandon?
Nah, I'm working on trying to get it for tomorrow.
Beano.
Need something.
I don't know. Beano worked, by the way.
See? I thought he was trying to draw attention to the fact that he had a boner line ready for the show. So he kept farting to draw attention to himself. Should we call a stupid company, Cargometrics? What
sure.
A dope.
Sure. I can see if he's listed, too. Oh, my God.
Brandon, what the hell is going
what
on
you
over
eat?
There?
What have you eaten?
What do you need? What are you trying to get attention for?
Can we not talk about it? I'm getting embarrassed.
Oh, I guess you can't possibly release that without any noise.
From now on, leave the room.
I've been a part of the other side of that argument. I know how that works.
Excuse me.
You're done
you
farting.
Can quietly emit that gas.
What are you trying to get at?
I was going to be silent.
That is so amazing.
I thought it was going to be silent. Why? Because the last 50 were?
If I hold them in, they hurt my stomach.
That's always my excuse.
I'll try to slowly release them next time.
Sounds like it was a lot of pushing going on there.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Got a little experience at this.
I apologize.
Maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe I'll podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You probably will.
I'm surprised.
You know, ML.
Brandon!
Oh, my God.
Brandon, you're pushing all of those.
What a mess.
Guys, come on. Let's
how
just move
bad
on.
Bad as your undies.
Oh, I guess you can't turn your mic down possibly either.
I love how you get mad at us for something you just did.
And Brandon, you can't turn your mic down before you fart?
I apologize.
Nobody
it won't
wants
happen
to
again.
Hear that.
It won't happen again.
Fake! So you said the last time.
How many farts is that just in the hour and 26
at least,
of doing the show?
No joke, at least 15.
Wow. Do you really want me to get up and go to the bathroom when I have to fart?
No, you could turn your mic off. No,
I want you to hold it in so your stomach hurts.
Well, sometimes...
And then at the end, let out a giant one.
All right.
Just real long.
After LRH.
How about 0% financing for 72 months or nearly $14,000 off a new
Brandon.
19 Ford F-150?
Breathe that again.
Brandon's fart interrupted it.
He's just got a presence about him.
Yeah, he's got a look. He has a comedic look.
Jesus. Brandon.
But that was Norman Lear.
I guess you could not reach for the microphone. You did not know the fart was going to come out,
sorry,
so therefore you could not reach the microphone.
I was queuing this up.
Dynamite!
Gross.
Go ahead. Starsky and Hutch was a big show.
Shit.
All right, so Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant.
What do you mean, so all right? You can't just throw that one out there.
Check
that was a
this
nasty
out.
Fart. His fart translated was point of personal privilege.
the four guys arrested for terror plots and all
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the biggest zero, Brandon.
God. Why does everything have to be
I mean, if it's...
Oh, Brandon.
What is going on over there?
I don't know. It's like Bernie Sanders. He's just the first one right now, but they're going to get a wave.
You can't
of new...
let that it's escape
not, we're,
quietly.
We're not talking about Bernie Sanders
you can't
now.
Can't let that fart go out quietly because you're pushing him, clearly.
What I understand is you had none yesterday. So what did you eat between yesterday and now? And you took two dumps in Drew's house today earlier, so.
The conversation has totally
right.
got off topic.
Yeah, because of you. So let's talk about that.
Your farts aren't so special that they're just going to be ignored. Like they're just part of the wonderful flow of the show.
I'm sorry. I just thought that we would.
So what did you eat in the last?
Push them out.
What did you eat in the last 24 hours?
Steak last night. Ribeye. Medium. Rare.
Those Dodge Rams last a long time.
They do.
What you do to them.
Yeah.
Like that was a Dodge Ram.
It outlasted how many license plates? Who knows?
And Brandon.
God, what? And Brent, he's acting like he's looking so hard at the TV so he could turn and direct his anus towards the microphone. He's going for full audio trajectory.
They're so nasty. I will give you this, though. They don't really smell.
I haven't noticed much so far.
So I guess that's a bummer. He just left, too. Okay.
He's going outside to fart.
Fart, hopefully. All right, continue. Sorry.
Hall Financial, you won't be disappointed. Oh, he came back in the room just to fart.
I asked him, honestly, it was concerned. I said, is everything all right? Because the way you got up and you had your phone with you, I was worried you got a text or something.
No, everything's cool.
Well, why don't you say what you told me when I asked if everything was all right?
Thought I shit my pants.
So my favorite part about that, though.
Where'd you go to check?
Exactly. Drew.
It looked like you went to the green room.
No, I went upstairs.
You did?
No. You went to the Silence of the Lambs room first.
Well, then I went upstairs.
So that was like a pretest? You're like, yeah, I probably should take it all the way up.